Blog Talk Radio.
Put Monster Mash.
No, to put Monster Mash on.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here. Dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Are breaking through to the other side today. We have two fabulous guests. They come as co-hosts, and it our first hour is Susan Schaff. She is our animal psychic communicator. She knows all about pets. She also does other things. She's also a psychic medium. She can bring it to the house, girlfriends. So we do the pets because that's what she's comfortable with. She likes getting in through the pets, but really any question that comes up through the pets, you can ask. Our next hour is our famous Leslie Journey. She does names. She does dates. If I hear from Facebook, they just write it all over my wall how fabulous she is, and she does everything. She has all the clairs down pat. She loves psychic, intuitive. She is rocks every message you ask her, and she's going to be here with you too. She's going to come in about 1:45. We're going to have a really interesting day today because both readers are going to switch services. At 1:45, Leslie's going to read. I think it's Susan's going to read for Leslie first, and then Leslie's going to read for Susan. It is going to be so cool to see these two interact. I'm so excited. Hi, everybody. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. And today, I have Susan Schaff with me. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I know we've already started having problems with Blog Talk, so if anybody's there and they're being dropped, I'm so sorry. Susan was just dropped, and I picked her back up. So if that happens, you know I'll rock the show because I never stop talking, and I can keep this conversation going. So, Susan, tell everybody what you do and how you do it, and let's tell everybody how to reach you when they want a private reading.
Okay, I'm able to communicate with pets that are alive or are deceased. I'm an actual psychic medium for people, too, but I usually come in through the pets. So an animal can, I can feel them, I can hear them, I can kind of see images. I can't even explain how I get all the information. It's almost undefinable. So everybody can come in with a pet, regardless of if you ever had a pet, if it's a pet that you knew, if it was your grandma's pet, if it's a pet that you took care of or you just walked by, passed to go to school, they will come through. It's kind of my breakthrough to the other side. That's my everybody like kind of has a yeah. And I realized that when I started doing multiple readings for people, I didn't know that the pets would come in first. So my sister said, be the pet psychic. I'm like, well, that's a good idea. So you can reach me. I have a website. It's wianimalguide.com. WI stands for Wisconsin. That's where I'm located. I can do everything over the phone. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can call me. My website has several pages. You can read about me, and then there's a PayPal link and tells you how to get a hold of me. So it's very easy to get a hold of me, and I can talk to you, like I said, over the phone. I don't need much information, just a little bit. You can tell me your first name, your pet's first name, and a general question. That's how the spirit comes through me. I usually just can't start talking and say things without you saying something or asking me something first. I can do that. However, what I tell you might be what you really want to pay to hear. So I have you ask a question, and then we go from there.
I love that. I got to tell you, Susan, I rock with the one question because that's how Susan actually gets into her Akashic records. You have to ask that question first. Then she starts rocking, and then she asks you three questions, and boom, 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 your Akashic records are open. So everybody works with a question. We love it. It gives us time to feel the energy of who's talking and who's coming in, because I work that way too. But I have got to tell everybody out here, and I think you probably already heard this, but if you heard the first show I did with Susan, my dad came through. And believe me, my dad's come through to a lot of the psychic and mediums because I love my dad. He's around all the time. But Susan actually brought the picture of my dad that I took to the funeral, and it wasn't a typical picture. It was when he was 16, and he was wearing a top hat, black coat, white shirt, and black pants, and he was standing behind a fireplace. And let me tell you, she described him to a T, and I was brought to my knees because nobody knew that I had that picture. It was up on my fireplace when the funeral was going on, and nobody, you know, knew who it was because he was 16, although he looks just like my son. So anybody, she's a great reader. I have two great readers on here today. Try getting them. They both work differently, and let's rock the show with some Can I make some animal noises?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to make one animal noise. Okay, do you know what animal that is?
A wolf, maybe?
Yes!
I don't know.
This wolf just tried to get in, Susan. But here, I'm going to try to hold him back because I love wolves, but, you know, I don't want them to bite me. So anyway, the couple questions that I want to ask before we actually get to the callers, because I'm really, you know, I hear this from everybody is, you're like, well, first thing, what I like to know, and it's not going to be, you know, that what everybody wants to know, but I always wonder about pets. You say they come in with people and they come here to support us. And I think I've asked you this question. I wanted everybody else to hear. What about like the deers and the, you know, antelopes and the zebras and the tigers? We can't pet them. We can barely look at them. And I hate to see them behind cages, but why do they come in?
So they come in with a different type of energy. They're here to experience life as I guess it is on Earth, we'll say, in these different type of bodies. Their souls are just as, let's say, equal to our souls, but probably, you know, the way that they interact with each other will be different from what we do. They also know that they're always going to be predator and prey, and they know they have a finite lifespan, more so than people do.
I know. What about elephants? They live a long time. And what about sharks? I mean, come on. I mean, how do they?
What I think about those is that, again, they're kind of like at the high end of their food chain. And I don't want to say that their souls are more developed. It's just that they come in knowing you're going to be here longer, that they have less prey, and that they're going to have maybe a little bit different lifetime. But I think that they all come here just for a purpose of learning what it's like to be in a different type of animal body, because I believe we've been in all kinds of different realms, and maybe on another, let's say, planet or galaxy, they were a different type of animal or a different type of being, because we have no idea what other beings are out there. So I kind of feel like the animals are so much more evolved or smarter than the people in a way. They don't just
because you just like animals better. No, I'm only kidding.
It could
go
be,
ahead.
But you know, they don't start wars. They kill what they can eat. They don't hate a certain being or person or entity because they don't look like them or they don't act like them, or you know how we are. We're supposed to be so evolved, and all we do is have wars and
I agree with you. But I'm going to tell you, how do they know each other? I look at those zebras, and I can't tell the difference, but people say that they don't have the same stripes, so they look different to each other, but don't look
yeah.
different.
Right, right. They look different. They can talk to, or I think they communicate somewhat what we would call by telepathy, whereas humans, you know, we all, if we don't know a certain language that someone else is speaking, we can't even figure out what they're saying. And the animals can talk. I think they can talk to all the other animals, too. I mean, I think the telepathy goes throughout the whole kingdom. And I'm sure they don't say, I'm going to come to get you now or something, but there's some type of energy that tap into.
Well, I have one other question, and I'm going to move to the next question, and we'll go to the callers. But I've got it. There's two questions that are really are interesting to me, and I hope they're interesting to you in chat. And by the way, everyone in chat, hello. I love you, chatters. I see Chris in Curious Times there. You do know she has a show. She rocks 10 to 12 Eastern time, Chris, and it is a fabulous show. I think yesterday she couldn't even get people in her waiting room. So please tune in to Chris, Curious Times. She's a fabulous host, too. I love you, Chris. You know I love when you're here, and I see everybody else in there. You know I love Ron. He's been here. Ronald, you rock, baby. If there's anybody that needs to find their loved ones, you're in chat already. So the thing, I hope you're all interested in this animal thing, because it really it shocks me sometimes about animals. Like I saw a poster that said fish cry too, and now I throw the fish outside the boat when my husband tries to catch it. Now I do eat it, and I wish I didn't have to. But I'm thinking, do they know they're caught and cry because they left their mother?
There probably is some truth to that. I feel that they immediately leave their bodies, though. Their souls can leave even before, you know, they're caught maybe, or before they die. Maybe they're, I don't know for sure, but I feel like if they get caught and they know they're not going to be able to get away, their souls leave immediately, and then they go back to the other realm that they're from. And I do believe we all go to the kind of the similar realm. It just have different levels and different energies. So I think it's more, it's over now, they start over. It's not so much of a grieving. For the ones that are left over, they may grieve. I feel like they grieve, but it's more finite, or it's not as long of a process, you know, of course, as humans have. So it might just be minutes or seconds, because they know how it is to be back on Earth, and that they have this big predator, the humans, that, you know, don't care what they do.
Yes, I know. We're just evil, and I hate it. I wish I could eat plants, although they say they're alive, too. I could eat pasta, but the problem with pasta is, you know, I'd be at the gym 24 hours a day, because I could eat pasta, salad, and bread all the time. But
right.
I don't like eating animals, but I do. I've got to tell everybody I do it to a minimum, so don't, like, hate me. I would be vegetarian if I could, but then all the plant people would say I ate live things anyway. So, and really, to tell you the truth, I'd like not to eat at all, because ice cream sounds good, but then you got milk. So, and then I don't even like milk, so I'd go to water. So, I mean, you know, it only goes from one thing to the next.
Exactly. I understand.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about soul groups, because this is another thing. One is I want to know about the animals coming back and how they jump back and forth, and then about where they go, and is it a different place? I think you touched on that. You were starting to touch on that.
Well, this is what I think happens, is that they do go to another realm when they're deceased, just like we will, and it is probably a dog kingdom and a cat kingdom, perhaps. Of course, they don't have their bodies, so it's not like they're going to be prey to each other. But I feel like there's an energy that goes into a cat. There's an energy that goes into a dog. There's an energy that goes into a zebra, et cetera. I think they're just layers maybe of maybe the same type of environment, but we are able to see them. They will usually be there in what people call either the tunnel or the chamber when you pass over. They're usually some of the first ones to be there because you're going to be so happy to see them that you're probably not going to want to go back into your body. So they're with us. We can see them. They're not always around us all the time, but I think anytime we want to see them or they want to see us or we think of them, we're able to tap into that energy so easily. And plus, we are just energy there, so we have no limitations to where we can go and how far we can, like, say, fly or whatever.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's
and they will always be there to greet us. I haven't heard one instance yet where I feel that they weren't there when somebody passed over and they were looking for them. And it could also be, it would be some of the other soul groups, brother, sister, cousin, whatever, of that pet. I also think, too, that when the person dies, if the pet is here on Earth, that they kind of, I want to say completely travel with them, but they're able to see them sort of as they go through the tunnel. It makes them less afraid.
Oh, I think that's fabulous. Oh, my God. Do you know how many pets are going to be looking at me at that tunnel? I think I'm going to be afraid to go over because I don't want to take care of them. But then if I've passed over and I can't feed them and I don't have to walk them, that will be fine. So maybe that would be good.
Yeah, exactly. On Earth, we have to take care of all our, like, basal needs or whatever it's called. And there we don't have any of that. It's just nourishing our spirit, our soul, which we don't do so much of here on Earth as we probably.
I know. I wish we did. I know people who actually, you know what, Susan, I'm just going to tell you this real quick, and I hope nobody hates me, but I do know some people who probably treat their pets better than they've treated their parents or their siblings and sometimes their kids. So I do know it goes from the gamut, and I wonder, because I was talking to somebody, do you think, and you were, I think you were telling me that Chili was my soulmate. So do you think that they come in as soulmates?
Well, they can, but it's kind of a different, it's not of, you know, we have a different love for the pets, but they are part of our soul group, and we made those agreements with them before we came back, depending on when they're going to come back with us, when we're little, when we're older. Sometimes they keep coming back after they pass away. They may take some time off in between, but then they come back and they take another body that's the same size body but doesn't have to be the same type of breed. If they were male, they still don't go to a male body, and female, the same thing, because then they have to confine to an energy that's specific to that, let's say, sex and breed on this planet. So it's easier for them to keep the same type of it doesn't have to be breed, and I just kind of mangled that, but it has to be kind of the same body for that energy. But you did make an agreement with them, and they are part of your soul group. The people who, though, abuse their pets, I don't believe that those animals were supposed to be in their soul group, but they somehow got a hold of them, or they think that the animal should just sit outside all day or whatever, and then usually that's not a very good union, of course, and the animal will either try to get away or will be taken away, or they'll give them up, and then usually they'll find their right owner. So what happens sometimes, too, is their soul will flip out of that body and another soul will come in. Because if you're going to the shelter to get this body, but it's not the soul that's in there now is not in your soul group, that soul will go back to the ether or has already left the body, and someone, pet that you've made an agreement with, will take that over that body, regardless of how old the animal is. Can be puppy or kitty, or can be, you know, any age. And you'll kind of see that, you'll see it in their eyes.
I love that. I think I look at Chili and I see my dad's eyes in there. I think my dad's flipping in and out of Chili, and I don't know why, but I doubt it, but I keep seeing that look in its eye, and it looks like my dad's eye. Is that possible?
I think what's happening is that his energy is probably around the dog, and the dog is kind of picking up the energy, but I don't think that humans go into pets. However, that they, like we just said, his energy can be around, and then the dog is kind of absorbing that. And I do think, I'm sure that you had made a pact with Chili many times before in other lifetimes and in other realms, because the dog is indicating that you've been together many times before. And that you're together always at certain times in your life.
Interesting.
So that's the time that you needed the dog the most, or it was the best beneficial time for both of you.
Why, thank you. I just, you know, it's so interesting because, Chili, I told you every time the radio show, and we've got a whole lot of callers I'm going to get to, so I'm going to stop talking about myself because, you know, I'm Aries in the first knot because you and I can always talk. So I'm going to go to the first caller, and that is 949. 949, you're on with Susan. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. Hi,
Dee Dee.
I was calling in originally about a new puppy that we just got, but then I was, as you guys were talking, I was just kind of on the computer going through Facebook, and I saw a picture of my cat that I had to put down, and then all of this emotion just came through me. I mean, it was just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. So I guess maybe I'm supposed to ask about my kitty that passed away.
Was your kitty older?
He was.
Okay. So he's indicating that he had a really good life, and he's glad that, you know, he doesn't want you to be upset, and he's glad that you're able to talk, we're able to talk about him because he's always going to be around you. He's up in the ether. He's playing as much as they do without bodies. It's hard for me to see. I still see the body, but they can do anything that they maybe couldn't do in their later years up there. He's indicating that he doesn't want you to be upset, but he is indicating that his time on Earth has passed, so he will not be coming back. But if you did want to get another cat, if the cat and the dog would get along, he would be able to send another member of the soul group, which would be his brother. So if you are wanting to get another cat at some time, his brother will come through. He'll come down for you. It'll be a very similar energy. It won't be exactly the same, but he'll be able to come. And that will be whenever you want. So if it's years from now, days from now, or whatever, he'll be ready. And he won't be upset if you decide that you can't have a cat. He's just saying he will come.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense because he always had such a very wise look in his eyes. And just for the short time that we had him, I knew that he had like a wise spirit about him, if that makes any sense, that I mean, when you're saying that he won't come back, I understand that because it's almost like he's already done what he needed to do here.
Yes. Yes,
he just had that look in his eye.
Oh, that's good. He had a very good life, so he's not, especially the time he was with you, he had a very good life, and you don't have to feel bad. Though it's hard not to. I mean, it's hard not to grieve.
But I just got this little puppy out of the blue, and I'm wondering how she likes it here. I've got two other dogs and a cat, and I'm just wondering if she likes living with us and if she's happy.
She says she's happy. She's indicating that she's a little bit shy, maybe. She feels a little shy, but the other dogs are taking care of her or talking to her or sending her the messages that it's okay to be here, follow us around, we'll teach you, we'll take care of you. She even says that she likes the cat. I don't know if the cat is annoying her or not.
The cat is really mean to her. It's not funny, but I mean, he's a Persian, and he has one of those kind of ugly, not ugly, but a face that looks like he's mad all the time, like a smashed face. And so it's a riot. She'll come and she'll try to play with him, and he just swats at her and looks really annoyed. And just to watch them, it's funny, but I'm glad that she likes the cat.
Yeah, she knows that he's going to swat at her. She's just trying to get him to stop. And I think eventually he'll just give up. He'll just probably ignore her completely.
Okay.
That she's kind of okay with him. I don't think he's hurt her or anything, so she kind of knows he's just a grumpy cat.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your message.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
That was so sweet. And you know what? I've got to tell you, you've got so many pets. I think that's cool. I mean, I just am in awe of anybody that has over one pet because I never could keep even one pet alive. The only pets I ever kept alive were like the dogs. And they kind of, probably at the end screwed them up too. So I really admire you and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. It's just so interesting to me. I mean, the only dog, I really cried over Susan. Again, I'm going to keep quiet because I'm Aries in the first knot, and we'll go to the next caller because I could talk to you for like an hour of just my stuff.
Yeah.
But here we go. 719, you're on. 719, you're on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hey, Bonnie, this is Kelly. I actually do have a question, but I know you have other callers, and if you need to get to them, I actually have a couple questions.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know if you want to take me now or later.
I'm going to take you right now, Cal, so ask.
All righty. Two things. Let's see. We actually had one really good question pop up in chat just there. It says, are there pets that are meant for other people, like dog people and cat people? That's question one.
Then she's going to go back to your question. So if I were you, I love how you're doing it, but just kind of ask. Maybe Susan can answer them, and that way when you get to the end, it'll be done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Are there dog people versus cat people in a way? Is that what you were saying or asking?
Right. Yeah. The question was, are there people who are meant for it says, I wonder if there are types of pets that are meant for types of people, like dog people, cat people, et cetera, or if that's just a myth.
Well, there can be, but that's kind of been a myth put out by other, let's say, people, because if they've only had cats, they think they don't like dogs and vice versa. But absolutely, cats and dogs have the most similar souls or makeup, even though cats are even more, are aloof and a dog will lick your face all day, possibly. They came back with the same goal to be our best friends and companions. So I think it's good for people to, if they don't want to have both in their house, but that they get around the other species and see that they can be just as loving and kind and whatever, because I haven't come across yet where it's just that we're supposed to be with one or the other. Might be a little bit more for the other, like, say, reptiles or something, that some certain people just aren't going to, like them as much. But dogs and cats are pretty much interchangeable, and it might make some people mad or something, but it's actually true. Once you get to know them, they have
okay.
the same type of energy of the unconditional love.
Can't even snap snakes. The other kind of generic question, we'd heard something about that cats are good energy workers, something like that, because cats can open portals, and I'm not sure if that's like energy portals other places, something like that. Is that true of both cats and dogs, or are cats known as, because you think of the old things, the witch on the broom and the cat, and all that stuff. It's like, is there really something that cats are more like energy oriented, or, is that also?
This is what I think actually is. I think the cat and the dog can open the same type of portal. Back in the dark ages, people didn't have dogs as much as pets unless they were super rich or kings and queens, versus people had cats because cats domesticated themselves. And if a cat came into your house and sat with you and whatever, maybe you wanted to keep them around, where dogs didn't do that so much and there weren't so many dogs. They're both workers with light, and they're both workers, with energy, just as people are, but we basically have closed that part off to ourselves, basically. You don't have to have a cat or a dog to help you with energy, or either one to help you with energy work. They'll both do the same thing. And it's kind of nice you brought this up. People still are wary of black cats. Black cats are no different than a white cat, a purple cat, a green cat, or a black dog. Is no different from any other colored dog. It's the energy in the body. Doesn't matter what we look like on the outside, just as people, we shouldn't judge, but it's still a stigma, and it's such a stupid stigma. So I hope we can dispel that.
Citizen. That's right. I love you. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what the fur looks like or the face looks like or anything for all the different breeds of dogs and stuff, they still come with a certain type of energy. And I know that different dogs have a little bit different energy, but their main energy when they come with us to be our pets is to give us unconditional love.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what size.
I got to differ with you, Susan, one second. If they look like Bon Jovi, I'm going to rock that first. I just got to tell you. I mean, even if they came in looking like a mutt, I'm going to rock the Bon Jovi look, okay? So I'm sorry I am prejudiced, but I love everybody. So go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Cal. Go ahead, Cal.
Comment there. It's funny because we actually have one black cat that we actually raised from, his mama got killed, the mom got killed when the litter was 12 days old, so we bottle raised him, and he's like part Persian, he's long furry black thing, although he's not as furry because we just took him in for his annual shave and haircut. Every summer we give him a fur cut. So, and I only got two of them, but anyway. The third question is here,
where's your cat?
Yeah, where's the cat? It's like that doggone mama cat. It's like we call her Tikos. It's like Tikos is short for Temple Cat of Siam, Egypt, because she's a Siamese. And we had her in the house, because she wanted in. So it's like, we finally said, okay, And my daughter was like, Mom, look at her. It's like she's getting ready to have the babies. I was like, okay. So we fixed up like a kennel place for her and whatever, brought her in the house. She had her own little space and place. She was safe. And she wanted out one night. I guess it was one morning. And it was the rainiest dog in the morning. I went, why? And my daughter let her out. And I was like, why did you let her out? It's like, well, she's right there, and she took shelter like right on the porch. I was like, you need to go get her before she takes off. And she's like, oh, no, she won't take off. I was like, yeah. Right. Well, we haven't seen her for, 5-6 days. We're really sure that she's had her babies because they've walked up and down the alley where we're at, and it's like they could hear babies mewing, but it was in somebody else's backyard, and of course, we're not going to trespass to find the kitty. So we're just kind of wondering, it's like, is that really her? Because I kind of asked Bonnie, and Bonnie said, well, she went home, and I was like going, that's like, home would have been a mile or so down the road, from where we were the first time. I'm like, going, but she's been here with us since, February, March, April. So she's been here with us 3 months. And I was like, going, why in the world would she try to, find a way when she's, waddling to go someplace else? And do you sense that, pick up that, is she still like in the area? I mean, is that her in somebody else's backyard, or, what's the deal with her?
Yeah, I do think it probably is her in that other backyard because she's close but not as close as, she was before. I think you're right. I think she's several houses down or a few houses down. It's where she's probably had litters before, or there's just something there that she felt like she wanted to be in that area when she had her litter. I don't know if she was afraid she wasn't going to be able to run free again or something. So I don't know if you're able ever or someone's able ever to get her later and get her spayed maybe, but if not, she'll just be probably having a couple litters a year. I think it might be up to 2 or 3 litters a year that they can have. She's just kind of saying that she likes to be wild and feral. So even if she at one point really was someone's house cat, so when they're feral, they don't, if she gets another couple years, it'll be kind of probably amazing if she lasts that long, but that's just what it is when they're feral. But there's nothing, don't feel bad about it. That's just what happened with her life. That's what she wants to be doing. And if someone does catch her and spades her and she'll even stay in the house, I'd be surprised.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to get her and her kittens back unless you get Humane Society or someone come. But I'm thinking that.
Out here, it's like, yeah, we're 20 miles from the nearest whatever. It's like they don't even have a dog catcher in this town. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. So that's more of a life force, the rural or the cats out there. If they're not in the house all the time, then they probably are more feral like this. And she's not indicating that she wants to come in, and she's not indicating that she's mad or sad or hurt or anything.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, this is just what I'm going to do.
Okay.
All right, Cal. You lost a cat. That's all right. You don't got to look for it.
I don't know that we lost her. It's like I'm pretty sure she'll be back, because we feed the outdoor cats. We call them outdoor cats. We feed them on the front porch outside. So I'm sure when she gets to a point where, she knows where there's food. So, yeah, I think she'll be back and helping herself.
Sounds good.
All right, Cal. Well, I hope everything's okay. And keep chat going, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of chatters the other day. This is awesome.
I'm so excited. I love them. Oh, I'm going to mute you. I can't always talk to them, and I know because, out there I can't write, chew, think, talk, and be with, you know, whoever I have to be and actually get in chat. But I always write you a nice note, and I always love to look that I know chat's going. So thank you, thank you. I love that. I'm going to go to the next caller, 410-410. 410, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Ladies, thank you so much. My name is Maria, and my dog is, her name is Coco. And I'm wondering if my question is like regarding her health.
Okay, has she been sick lately? Like, does she have a cough or a breathing issue?
She seems, well, the first thing is digestive. She isn't regular anymore, and it's intermittent, where she'll, you know, mostly,
okay.
Yeah, mostly it's not quite right, but sometimes she'll be just fine. She seems a little bit more lethargic, than, a little bit more, like, not as active, but she's still pretty active, and she still eats and drinks and seems very happy.
And how old is she? Is she, like, 7 or 8?
She's 8,
or
yes.
She's 8, okay. I'm wondering, have you had her checked for, now, this is a thing that happens in cats, so I'm not so sure it happens so much in dogs, but it's kind of called megacolon. The colon's motility just stops working not as well. I don't know if you've had her checked at the vet. All they need to do a lot of times is do an x-ray to see if there's any blockage or something. So you might want to try to do that. And I'm wondering if she needs to have her food changed. And there's something also called low residue, which will make it easier. Low residue, basically they don't have to poop as much, but it also is easier on their insides. But before you do a food change, check with the vet. And then it also has to be where you probably know where you have to do like 90% old, or not old food, but previous food with then 10% of the new food and gradually flip it over because their livers can't take a total change. She's not really telling me what else it is, but I can kind of see it. I'm just wondering if the motility is not working as it used to. And then that low residue food would be a little bit easier on the insides.
Well, did you say megacolon?
Yeah, megacolon is something when and I don't know if dogs get it as much as cats do. The colon just either kind of blows up, or if they call it that because it doesn't work so well, not really sure. But usually what they do is they take it out. And an animal can have, it's not like a human where we would need maybe to have extra surgery or even have a, you know, the bag. They don't need that. They can just go from their small intestine out. And I'm not a vet, so I'm not qualified to say exactly how that works. But I would check with the vet just to see if they think that's anything that could be happening. But I'm just kind of thinking that as the dog gets older, she could maybe use a little bit easier food that on her to digest. And the vet for sure could tell you exactly what food to get done.
Okay. And the x-ray, that's to see if there's a blockage, correct?
Yeah, so see if there's a blockage, and it can also maybe see if it's an extra larger size or twisting or something like that. And I don't think it's too uncommon when the animal gets to be that age. And
okay.
For some reason, she was indicating maybe she has a little bit of an allergy with the breathing, so you might want to just have her all looked at and see if that, and this time of year, it's pretty easy to get allergic to something.
Okay, and do you see anything with your eyes at all?
I feel like her eyes are getting a little bit cloudy, like she's maybe getting the, I don't know if it's cataracts or what it is, but that's also very common. Depending on what breed she is, she could be in her 50s or 60s as, you know, if she was human, that would be the equivalent maybe. She could be even older. The youngest I think that she could probably be would be like, I'm going to say around 50. So that would be about the time when the eyesight starts getting a little like roomy, kind of. It looks kind of like it's maybe going to get milky.
But that's treatable, is it not? Or
yes, I think a lot of times it is, but I'm not sure. I mean, it might be cataracts, or it might be you could use drops or something. But again, the vet could tell you for sure. And sometimes it's more common in certain breeds than others. And she's
okay.
Still indicating that she's very happy and she likes where she's living. She's happy that you're talking about her. She says on TV, but she's
well,
famous.
Yes, I am. I'm famous, and this is TV, and you just can't see me or anybody. So, I mean, you know, it could be TV. But I have to tell you one thing, because I'm a nurse, and I know what megacolon is, so I can probably explain it a little bit better. And what your x-ray, what Susan is telling you, if they do an x-ray for a blockage, it'll also say if it's got a colon that looks bigger but has nothing in it. What happens is it's just like a piece of what is it called? Elastic. You know when elastic, it's real tight in the beginning, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. it grows to like an inch, and it gets curly, and it kind of doesn't have any elastic anymore. It just kind of bounces, but it really does nothing. You have to throw it away. Well, that's what mm-hmm. a megacolon will look like. It's just bigger, but there's nothing in it, and it doesn't push the waste because it's floppy. You know, it's just like a piece of elastic. It's not tight enough to push it all the time like it used to, and certain breeds do get megacolon. So if you go to the vet, you might want to mention, like she said, I don't know, and I don't know about animals, but that cats get it. It could be that it's called something else in a dog, but if it's called a megacolon, that vet's going to know one way or the other. The vet might say, oh, well, we don't call it megacolon. But just, you know, if you do get an x-ray of that, because I think it is called megacolon. They do call that. I mean, I know the term in people. So if you take him to the vet or her to the vet, I'm not sure what you said, the thing is that the x-ray has to be done anyway, and they'll let you know.
Okay, and mega is MEGA, is that right?
Yeah. And also low-residue food is really good because I don't feed it to my dog, but maybe, you know, hearing that, I mean, and you know what I did? I got to tell you, because I know everybody's going to say, oh, I'm talking too much again, but I have to tell you, I was told to change my dog food. So I go and buy this organic dog food, and I put out a whole handful, Susan knows this, a whole handful of this food, and that my dog lapped it up, and I'm thinking, oh, I did such a good job. For 4 days, it threw up. It was sicker than a dog, and she is. And, you know, I couldn't figure it out. I was going to take the food back, and what I found out is, like Susan just said, you got to mix it with the old food in order to get it enough that their stomachs and livers can adjust. So,
yes. What does low residue mean? I mean, I know what it means, like with pesticides, but
You won't have as much poop, won't come out. And I know it has nothing to do with the ingredients. The body absorbs as much as it needs, and just what comes out is the very part that you don't need. And what it is with pets too is that humans, we can eat anything. We can eat million different types of foods. Pets can only eat a certain amount of type of food and only like one like food groups per se. So that's why we need to mix it until they get used to it. But the low residue would be the least taxing on the system.
Yeah, even for adults. I mean, not for adults but for cats. I know that my sister does a low residue diet, and the reason is she doesn't want all that poop in the kitty litter. So it's much tinier, littler. I don't know if it's true or not, but sometimes you have more of a smell to the little ones than you do the big ones. But I'd rather have the little ones. So, but it is much better for an older pet. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
You're very welcome.
Good luck.
I hope you have to. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller, 914. We are on with Bonnie. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. And who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, my dog is acting up. He is 4 years old. His name is Sammy. And ever since I had my baby, because our baby just turned 3 months yesterday, he's been trying to chew on her socks when he tries to find them. He likes to chew on paper, and he likes to go and steal makeup. He steals my mom's makeup before she even gets to wear it. And he chews up on it.
Oh. Okay, so I wonder if he might have like what's called like a silica imbalance, kind of like a salt and then maybe like a powdery. It turns to powder. So you may want to check, you may just look online and see if you put that in, why are dogs doing this? because it seems like with the makeup especially, that's not going to hold as much as somebody's scent as a sock would, and paper they chew on, because it's just like a nervous type of thing usually. But that can kind of build up inside their colon too, so if the best way, if you could keep as much paper away from him as possible. But I feel like the makeup, if he's eating that, he's probably got some type of wanting for like salt or some type of weird, I don't say weird, but some other type of chemical or something, or vitamin. There's no vitamins in that, but he's thinking he's lacking something. The socks, I think he's getting the scent from the baby, and I feel that he's up, somewhat still upset because he probably feels he's been displaced by the baby somewhat.
Oh, yeah, I see he feels like that.
Yeah, and I think the best way to overcome that is that if you can take him, I don't know if you can take the baby for a walk in a stroller and take him along and maybe tire him out, or he can get a little extra bonding with you, and then be around the baby and know that the baby is just as important as you are, and then he'll want to protect the baby and be around the baby. He's just, he's kind of, like you said, acting up that he's kind of pouting that he's not getting as much attention.
Yeah,
and so the thing with the makeup, I guess try to keep it as far away. You can, maybe he can get on counters or something, or might take it out of a purse.
Yeah, we realized that because it's like the makeup will be there the next day you look. It's like when Mom said he's probably been jumping to go get the makeup on the table and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised.
And it's also, he's just trying to get attention. He knows he's probably not supposed to have it. So probably the if you can remember to hide everything as much as possible, and then just kind of try to tire him out if somebody can run him in the backyard or take him for a long walk or just play with him. So he realizes that he can get attention that's not negative.
Yeah.
His brain is just kind of going, how can I get attention? How can I get attention?
I know. I'll definitely do that because I see that he feels like he's a stepchild.
Yeah. Is he neutered?
No, he's not neutered.
This will be another thing for you to do. Get him neutered. A lot of that weirdness is going to go away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I don't know how much it costs. I think you can even maybe, if it's going to cost a certain amount at the vet, see how much it'll be at a shelter to do. Get that out of him because he can't, there's too much, I don't want to say hormones, I'm not really sure what it is because I'm not a vet, but kind of mixes up in the chemicals of the brain and makes him think a certain way. He also may be thinking that he's dominating the women in the family. So get that out of him.
Yeah, he definitely tried to boss me around a little bit. Like, come on, we got to go outside. Come on, I got to eat right now.
Yeah, unless you're going to breed him for some magnanimous, you know, show dog, he doesn't need to have the extra stuff.
and you know what? If he was in my family, try to dominate the females in my family, oh, my goodness, he would be out that front door. But I'm only kidding because, you know, there's always ways to train your doggy and train your people. So I don't suggest getting rid of him, just like what Susan says, not that you care about me because I'm not reading for you today, but just to let you know that if those males start dominating you females in all of your homes, we know what to do, don't we?
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that to get him just to bond with her. So that way, you know, bond just little by little.
Yes.
So he doesn't feel offended, which he does.
Absolutely. And as soon as he's fixed, so much of that will come. Let's say that's 100% now. It'll probably go down to 25% just having that done. And then with a little more repetition running him and stuff, it'll go even further. So he'll just be more mellow.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
I hope
good luck.
Let y'all know how it goes.
Yes,
yeah, do that.
We love feedback. You go for it. Make sure you don't let him dominate any of those females in your house, and I want to hear the next time that he's docile.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks. Yeah. I am going to tell you, Leslie Journey is in the house, and I know we have I'm going to pick Leslie up. Hello? Are you still with me, everyone? I think some people, oh, my goodness. I'm going to pick up Leslie, like three people just, it was probably blog talk. Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Bonnie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, girlfriend. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, everybody. Hi, Susan. Hi,
Leslie.
I'm so happy to have my two co-hosts on. I am so happy, and I love when those two talk. I want to tell everybody now, everybody, come on in. We're going to have Leslie Journey reading. She'll tell you all kinds of stuff. In fact, you can hear what she tells Susan after Susan tells her what she needs to tell her. So everybody in chat, Leslie Journey's in the house. Susan's still here to talk to Leslie, but now we're rocking Leslie. So Susan, this is Leslie. Leslie, this is Susan, and both of you are going to exchange. So Susan, you're first. You go ahead. Leslie, since we're on Susan's show right now, you can ask Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hi, Leslie.
Okay, really quick. I'm not going to get real deep into this because I'm just chuckling because the last person that you had on, and you were talking about how that dog, you know, bossing people around
yes.
and stuff. Oh, I was over here rolling. Well, I had a situation where I got myself into a little trouble with a little kitty. I love to take in strays, but it gets me into trouble, okay? And recently I took in a little kitty. I named him Monty. Me and Monty didn't get along so well. I don't know if it's because Monty was supposed to be an outdoor cat, and I tried to make him an indoor cat. But
Right. Maybe
I know that this cat had a significant purpose for being here, because the way that our little encounter happened, he was actually stretched out in front of my car. So, but my question is this, Susan. What was this cat's purpose? Who was Monty? And also, because me and Monty's relationship was very short-lived, I recently saw him chasing some birds, and I went to call him, and he just snubbed me off and walked off. So I know there's some attitude there. I don't know.
So did he still live with
him? And one of reasons it didn't really work out, let me say this real quick. This is very significant. One of the reasons why I didn't want to keep Monty is because I'm actually trying to move. And so relocate to a whole different city. And I know that it wasn't good to take Monty in, but I did it anyway. And so I wanted to know if you see anything around Monty coming, the move, or anything like that.
So he is still in your house now?
No, Monty is gone.
Okay. So Monty, he was, it's funny because I feel like he was a visitor. Like he was a visitor to try to jumpstart something for you. He was from another plane, a realm of existence. Just when he was around.
Oh.
Yeah, just when he was around you. So now wherever he is now with other people, he's a regular, let's say, cat. But he came to give you a little jumpstart or a little bit more burst of, let's say, outer ether energy.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in the cat, so.
And I don't mean any disrespect for this little cat. He was just adorable. But let me tell you, this cat had sneezing issues and also gas problems. Have you ever had an animal with gas? I mean, I thought
oh, yeah.
I was going to die.
I
mean,
one of the things I want to say, his energy, too, when he took that pet kind of blew, I don't, it sounds bad, but not bad, but it blew up, he's saying, which is what caused his gas and his sneezing and stuff, because his energy was too strong for that little cat. So now as it's somewhere else, that should be going away. And the little cat body is not upset or anything because he had allowed him to do that. So
good.
Don't feel bad. And this was I don't know if you remember the Flintstones, and they had that little, what was his name? He was a little alien.
Gazoo.
That's what he's kind of showing me that he is kind of like from another realm that came just to see you. No one else could see him. Then he took the body of the cat because you probably wouldn't have, you had to see him in a physical form to believe or to interact.
Yep.
So.
It was a very peculiar cat. He had his whole behavior was so funny and different. But, yes, thank you for confirming that because he just really was, he was a very
strange
guy. So I didn't think he was supposed to stay because, like I said, I'm supposed to be moving.
And, you know, I don't think he was supposed to go along with the move.
Right, right. He would have, and
yeah.
had you taken him, he would have escaped, and you would have felt worse because you may never have found
Aww.
Out what happened.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so
Aww.
Nice, Leslie. Oh, now you don't have to feel
yeah.
bad, okay? No, I would have
felt
bad.
No, I did because I didn't want anything to happen to the little guy, but I knew we couldn't keep going for too long. You know what I mean? Aww.
Right. Yeah, he's good
well,
where he's
yeah.
going to be, and he'll be a regular cat now. So the other energy is indicating that it did go back to the other, let's say, ether.
Okay,
but it
good.
May come back again to see you. If you need
okay.
did.
Well, you know what? For some reason, I don't think Leslie's going to want to see it. I just have this feeling. She just doesn't rock animals. I mean, I could feel it. I think she's kind of like me. They kind of find you, and then you have to take care of them, and then, you know, you're kind of like, you know, you love them, but, you know, you're thinking to yourself, what? So that's
yes.
what I think. Yeah, I think she feels the same way I do. But I love people who love pets, and I do love llamas, and I do love, like, llamas and giraffes, and I do love deer, but then you don't have to take care of them. And I do love big turtles because they say that big turtles are like earth to, you know, heaven and earth, but then you don't have
yes.
to take care of those either.
True.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that even though I have a dog chili
so-
you know, who I know is rocking the show. So, you know, I did have to say that. But, you know, the nice thing about what's happening now is I'm going to switch roles with you because Leslie is going to be reading and Susan wants a reading from you. So, Susan, Leslie.
Great.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, ever since the bad 2008 recession started that people won't, well, that the government doesn't want to say is a depression. I haven't had a regular people steady paycheck, and I'm
mm-hmm.
not without trying, so I'm really wondering if you see anything. I mean, I can do the psychic stuff, that's fine, but that isn't something that I have, you know, 9 to 5. So I kind of would like something to supplement, and if you see something for me.
I do see something actually in the works. I was getting the date of it like around the 21st, so we have just about maybe, we're just short of like 3 weeks out, you know what I mean? So
yes.
That would be a possible start date for you. I don't see it as a beginning of something. So,
okay.
And I also feel like you have, with this new position that you're going to be doing, you can't get away from this work, okay, just so you know.
Okay.
You are going to be going into a regular job. But funny, the universe has a sense of humor. Some of the people that are going to be working with you are people that do this work, all right? And
okay.
they're going to network with you, all right? Because eventually, you know, I know you may not see that in the full scope of where you are now, but eventually you will be doing this work full time, and you will be making really good money at this.
Oh, that'd
okay?
be great.
Yeah, you will. But it is, you're right, you're not at that juncture just yet. And there are a few more people, because you're going to be picking up some additional gifts coming up here over the next 6 months. They're already starting now. I feel like you're getting a lot of things that are coming through your dream state. You're kind of bumping it up a notch, okay?
Yes.
So I feel like there's going to be something pertaining to, like, dream interpretation or helping people with dreams that's going to be
okay.
coming up for you. All right?
Wow.
And so you're going to, yeah, you're going to enhance your gift. Also, the people that you're going to be working with, they're going to be a very good support system for you when you kind of feel like you're getting nowhere with this work, like people aren't really recognizing it the way that you had, you know, anticipated. They're going to kind of plug you in with people that appreciate your work a lot more, okay? It's going to get you a lot more exposure is what I'm getting, all right?
Oh, good.
Also, there's a woman that is you're going to meet at this new place, and they do need – you're, like, on a time schedule with this, so they are going to have you in place in this job. Like I said, that 21st of May is a very important date around this. They need to have you in place because there's a woman that lost actually an animal, okay, and she has – for you know, the grieving process, no matter whether it's an animal or, you know, if it's one of our loved ones, it's very difficult because – animals become our friend. You know what I mean? They're a part of the family.
Yeah.
Family, friend, everything. And this woman is really going through a devastating time where she lost a family pet, okay? She just can't seem to move on past this. And I think this animal had a significance in her life because if I'm really getting this correctly, this pet played a big part in saving her life, okay? And so she's taking this a lot harder than what, you know, people would normally grieve with a pet. And I'm not taking away from anyone because it's hard. I've lost some animals in my lifetime, but this is a little bit deeper. They're taking me deeper with this, all right?
Okay.
And so when you come into contact with this person, you'll know who she is. And the reason I'm putting this out here too, Susan, is so that you're not hiding who you are when you go into this job, all right?
Okay.
This is a part of who you are. You don't have to worry about, you know, don't tell people. You know, you're actually being encouraged to share who you are. You see what I mean? All right?
Yes.
This is just going to help you to step into this next phase. This is a big piece for you, Susan, to do this.
Good.
It's also to put the combination of, you know, mainstream, you know, and I don't want to mean – when I say mainstream, I'm talking, you know, the regular workforce world along with the metaphysical world. You're going to gently combine the two because when people see what you do for this woman, because it's affecting her work performance in this place, okay, and I feel like she's a higher up. So when you interact with her and when you're really able to help her over this, it's going to get you some type of notoriety. You're really going to be noticed for this.
Okay.
So hang in there, Susan. Don't lose hope. There's a bright, bright future coming up with this. Totally, you're right on target with not wanting to do this, you know what I mean, full-time just yet. But the universe has a sense of humor. You won't be. Yeah.
I love that, and I have a sense of humor, Leslie, and I love it. Anything metaphysical, anything about spirit, anything about, oh, my goodness, job, you got to be kidding. So I'm telling you, I love to hear you talk about that.
That's awesome. Can you, like, tell at all what the name of the company or anything is?
I don't get a name, but I do feel like it has a lot of office equipment to me, and I also feel like it's a building that has several stories. If I would have to guess in the name, I feel like it doesn't have – now, this is really weird. I don't know.
Go ahead, Leslie. Go for it, baby. Go for it.
I know. I just feel like in the name, it's not a normal name. Like, the first three letters don't have a vowel in them.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's a vowel? First you got to tell me what's a vowel? Like, what is a vowel? A E I O U.
A vowel. A E I O U.
A E I O U.
Yes, it does not have a vowel in the first three letters. I don't know. That's like a joke from one of your guys, actually. So I don't know. I'm just giving you. When you ask for a name, names are not one of my stronger points. But I am telling you, I'm pretty sure on the. You know, it has a few stories in the building. I do also feel like it's a brick building, and I feel like there's a lot of office equipment around. So it would be a business where they do a lot of, you know, customer service, linking with people outside of the building. You know, it wouldn't be like a nonprofit. It would be where they're actually providing a valuable service. Okay? I feel like it's service-oriented.
Sounds good.
Hey, Susan, have you applied to anything like that yet, or do you think you've applied?
Not that I'm aware of, but I have been getting the feeling that it's going to be like I can wear jeans and T-shirt, and it might have something to do with printing and office equipment. So that's good you said that because very similar to something I heard,
It's a lot of office equipment. Let me ask you a question real quick, Susan. Did you hear about that through someone else? Because I feel like it was a connector through somebody else. Go ahead.
You mean like a guide or something?
No,
I didn't know.
Like
no, I got it in my head through a guide, like a guide was telling me.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that is somebody, but I felt like it was somebody on an earthly plane, but that's definitely somebody giving you a heads up because I feel like it came via somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it's all, because I also feel like it's already planted. When I told you that date on the 21st, I feel like that's not the beginning. Yeah, I feel like there's already something that's been in the works with this. So that would be a very good indication. Yeah, if you've had that, you know, kind of that telepathic communication with one of your guides where they're telling you, you know, it has to do in that area. And like I said, office equipment. That's funny that you, because I saw a lot of office equipment.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Because I've been hearing, too, that it'd be by, at least by June 1st, I have something. So the May 30th,
yep.
21st is right,
yep.
right near that.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's,
it's right into alignment. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, because I will be looking forward to getting out there. And then, and it's good I won't have to hide myself, because I had to do that before. And actually was,
yeah.
somebody accused me of being a witch in the 20th century, and she thought she was so high and mighty, but I know that had she had a match, she probably would have set me on fire. So, and that's just before I even want, so.
No,
like,
fire.
Ugh.
No burning. That's over. We
exactly.
we don't do that anymore. I have to teach manners. That's what I have to do. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So I'm very glad that you said that, Susan, because that's exactly the message. You won't have to do that in this new place. Actually, you're being encouraged to share who you are. It's very important.
Okay,
great.
I have to tell you something, girls. I have somebody that messaged me, and I'd like Susan. I know my girl Susan is on, and I know she's next. But at 832, I want you to stay on, and please tell Kelly who you're on for, because she's been waiting and she's asked me if she could get in here. So please, Susan, I'm just going to let, Leslie start, but if you'll stay on in case this is a question for you, do you mind?
No, that's fine.
Okay. I'm just going to put you on hold and you can listen to the show. Cause when we get three or four psychics, you know what happens. I can't even feel
yeah.
the energy here. Okay. I'm putting her on hold. Now I'm going to bring in somebody. Hey, hi girlfriend.
Hi, how you doing? I've been listening to the show. Susan is awesome. So is Leslie. Oh my God.
I know. It's just that they're incredible. What can I say? And I have got a board full of people. And I got to tell you, Leslie, my co-host Susan, is calling in from San Francisco, California, just for you.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah. I've been out here for 2 weeks now. I'm getting ready to head home. At the end of the week, and it's been, I'll tell you, coming out here during all this April Star of David, you know, planetary thing, has been a life awakening. It's like, geez, it's like you wonder, what the heck? Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I tossed it around whether I wanted to, because it's actually, I could have used both you and Susan today.
Well, I have Susan still on. I can flip-flop. I know you wanted to talk to Leslie, and I've got Susan listening, so that's okay.
Well, if Susan has anything to add, to say to, you know, anyway, this is about my, I lost my cat, my Yoda. I had to put him to sleep before I came out to San Francisco. And I was listening to you talk about, you know, that how a cat meant more than just a pet. And he represents an ending of a whole life chapter for me. He was like the last of
Susan, honey, do you want me to put Susan back on, Susan? Because you're talking to Leslie. Do you want me to put Susan back on?
No, because
okay.
This isn't about God. This is about me. This is you know, I know he's still in my room because he keeps on turning my monitor on. Like my sister keeps on saying, Dawg's still in your room because your monitor keeps on. He used to walk across my keyboard all the time and turn my monitor on. So I know where he is, you know. But he represents the loss of loss.
Hey, girlfriend, I'm crying. My heart's bleeding for you too, honey. So.
I know.
I wanted to know when to start turning around and start filling up with something.
When something will start, you know, when that change sets in, because you're in the middle of the gap. You're in the gap. Susan, I want you to give yourself a good, you know, 2 to 3 weeks here, okay? Because, you know, there's a lot you're really working through right now. You know, you're right.
Yes,
the pet did represent. yeah. There's a lot, you know, but, you know, a lot of this, what you're feeling it's not as deep as what you think, okay? And what I mean by that is and we're going to keep this very vague on the air. You know, there's a lot of stuff that people are releasing right now, things from their past, you know, things that we're holding on to that actually have been blocked that we haven't even been aware of. And,
That's very true.
You know, yeah. And this pet definitely represented the end of a cycle and the start of a new one. But they're going to give you a cushion in between you start something. And I also want to say, I don't feel like at this time you're going to be inviting a new pet in anytime soon. It's probably not the best time to do that. So you want to allow a stretch of time, okay? The other thing about this is that, you know, once this 2 to 3 week cushion, once you come out of this, Susan, you're definitely going to come out with a brightness and a newness, but you're also going to come out with a whole new set of projects and a whole nother agenda about what's to come up. That means that you haven't quite gotten that list just yet, all right? So don't try and fill in the gaps for like 2 to 3 weeks. You got what I'm saying? There's a reason why you have this downtime, and it's a synchronicity of things. It's giving you grieving space, but it's also giving a sort of shifting space for things to kind of line up, all right? This is where you take your hands off the wheel, all right? This may be
Don't you hate that?
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
You cannot take your hands off the wheel either, but all of us. I mean, that's why I can't hardly hear when we're all three on or even Susan's on, because the energy blows up for Kelly. I mean, we all can't take our hands off the wheel.
Oh, I know. And the more gifted you are, the harder it is. I mean, it is. Just to let it back
really,
and let it flow.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But, you know, the universe is very forgiving in that way. It's like, we're the ones that put that resistance out there. And so you're being encouraged now to take off that resistance, take off the brake, you know, and just take your hand off and let it guide through. You're like in one of those car washes. You can't, you know what I mean, where the car wash guides your car through?
Oh,
right.
God.
You're being,
Please pull her out.
When she comes out. Well, listen. When she comes out, she's going through the super wash right now. So when she comes out, she's going to be sparkling. You know, but I don't want you to put it, but if you put your foot on the brake, you're going to slow the process down, okay? So I want you to take your hands off the wheel and just gently let this next couple of weeks guide you. Because when you get this new set, if you set things in motion right now, you're going to plant seeds out that will kind of overlap what are already coming through, if this makes sense, okay? You know, there's a cycle and a season for everything. And you're coming into your next season of receiving things that you've already planted. And if you go in this next couple of weeks and you start planting things in this choppy phase, you know, in this gap, you're going to overlap. That's what we call getting, getting in your own way. All right? So,
well, interesting that you said that because that actually is a part of my question is that I'm waiting for word on a new project, it's not really quite sure what it is. It has to do with the radio and everything. But in the meantime, I was thinking about maybe taking a part-time job, just to get my mind off things and to. Should I do that, or I mean, will I be okay financially?
I mean, listen to what I'm getting, okay? You know you have free will. You know how this works, Susan, okay? So if you feel you need to do that, you know, definitely do that. But here's what I'm getting on a spiritual level. Just like the message I just gave you, do not try and fill in the gap. That's filling in the gap. You know, like you said, you want to go get a job temporarily. You know, I feel like you need to use this time to go through the car wash. You need to cleanse. That means removing things that no longer serve you, letting go of old patterns and belief systems. Let the universe take those things which are no longer in your highest and greatest good and replace those things with the tools that you need for this next stretch. If you're busy, you know, creating over that space where you need to have this down gap time, then you're going to miss that opportunity. And by the time those projects roll out, and I mean I'm talking in the next, you know, couple of weeks. We're not talking months out here. by the time these things roll out, you're going to be so all over the place and so scattered, you're not going to be able to, you know, gain your footing when the time matters. So right now, this is where the universe is really giving you that extra down space, that gap. Don't fill it. Don't
well,
fill
I
it.
Told, and you know what, Susan, I told you you'd be all right for May. So,
yes, you will.
I know you did. Yes, you did.
I've gotten such a long period of takeaway.
That is like, and he was last.
Right, right. But you know, for everything that the universe does, there's an ebb and flow. You're in that ebb and flow. You're in that process. So you don't have to worry about, you know, being depleted or the universe taking and nothing being replaced. You know, what you have to do is get out of the way and let it happen. You know, and a lot of times, a lot of us, you know, when we get to those places in our life and we go, you know, why? Oh, my God, why? You know, why is all this? And then what happens is when you put that why out there, you put the word victim in parentheses underneath. And then what starts to happen is there's a lineup of protocol that you start to go through. You know what I mean? We've been there, done that. You got
it? Oh,
me?
Yeah. I just had that conversation with Bonnie the other day. I said I'm, like, over feeling, like, sorry for what happened to me in the last couple of years. I just want to, like, look at the adventure. You know, what's going to happen next?
No more,
we're on
no more victims. Yeah, no more victims. No more victims. You know, we're stepping forward, and you're not anymore. You know, you're fully embracing the experience of it. You're not a victim of it, you know, and you're embracing all the lessons that came along with this. And you're ready for this new cycle. Allow this downtime, Susan. Cut yourself some slack, girlfriend. You don't, you know, you've done good. You really, really have, and you have a lot more to do. So take your rest. Take your rest now.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. That's very reassuring.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, you're very, very welcome.
I love you, Susan, and you need downtime now, girlfriend, because I got to rock this show, and we got people waiting, and I am so happy to hear.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I'm going to listen to the rest of your wisdom.
Thank you.
I love you. Love you, Susan.
Love you too, Leslie.
Bye-bye.
Make sure you listen to my wisdom. No,
I always do, Bonnie girl.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. All right. I am muting you. Leslie, I have one girl who's waiting over an hour and a half, and I think this is Susan's call. So I'm going to keep you online, but I'm also going to bring Susan in 3-2 because she said she had it for both, but I don't want to mute you because the rest is yours. So let me unmute Susan. Okay, Susan, I've got 832 on the line that's been waiting for you. 832, wait a minute. 832, you are on. You're on with Susan,
hello.
Leslie, and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can I ask your name?
No.
Hi.
I'm Tammy.
Tammy. This is Susan. Susan, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Do you have a question about your pet?
Yes, I do. I actually have two. A mother and a son, and they're my fur babies, so they're actually my children, kind of like, you know, I love them a lot, and I just want to make sure that they're okay and that one doesn't feel less loved than the other.
No, they're not indicating that they're not feeling any less love, like you're saying. So they probably have a little bit different personalities. The boy, how old are they now? Is he a couple years old?
The mom is probably about 3, and the little boy, he is about 1.5 to 2.
Okay. That's kind of what he's indicating. He's indicating that he wants to run and get more exercise, that his mom doesn't need as much as he does. That's what he's saying. But they both could go.
Yes, he's pretty chunky.
Yeah, okay. If they both could go run, if you can take him to a park or if your backyard is fenced or something, he says he can go out more times than she can and that he can do more things. He's just like, he's so excited. He wants to move around more. So if you can do that more, they're both fixed, I'm sure, right? They're both, So that, of course, helps a lot, but he's still kind of saying that he still has more. He's just still is calling it boy energy versus girl energy. I'm not so sure that that's really the right
term, but he's saying that. I need more space. I need more space, he says. So if you can take him out, run him, or even you probably want to take them both at the same time, but if you know that he can go longer, maybe you take her back to the house and then take him another little route around a neighborhood or something. He's excited about that. So he basically just wants more outside, more running around, more activity. And she's saying she can go back and lay down on the couch or whatever, and that's fine with her. So there's a little bit different in the energy that they're presenting to you. But they're both very happy. They like that they're being talked about. They know other people can hear. They're real excited. Like, he's real shaky inside, like he's so happy. He knows he's being talked about on the airwaves.
I love it. Well, I know that the mama cat, she's never, she used to be outside. Now she's an indoor cat, you know.
Okay.
I was thinking of letting her back out because she got fixed and stuff, but he's never been outside. Once in a while, I'll leave my front door open, and he can just go out, and he'll just venture out just to the bushes in the front, and then, but he won't go no further.
So he doesn't, I wonder what about, like, do you have the big cat trees or something inside that he could jump up into, or make some contraption where he could jump in and out and run around?
Yeah, I probably could. I mean, and I have stairs, and he runs up and down the stairs a lot.
Yeah, my cat does that too, and it's a huge deal to her to go, and I live in an apartment, so when I put her out in the stairs, even if I stand by her, my neighbor didn't think that was fair, and he told me, that's not fair, so I'm like, whatever. So I get that where some people might not like, but if you can do that for him, since he's not going to be able to go out, which is good. I mean, if they're not used to going out, or if they're not in a safe environment, it isn't so great to have the cats out. So then have him run around, see what you can make that he'll probably be the only one that goes in. She won't go in. But that's his big thing. He's like fire in the belly. He's just so excited to do stuff and want to do stuff.
Yeah,
and
I think what the issue is I used to have this little laser that I would run up and down the stairs. You know, I would use to go up and down the stairs, and he would chase it.
Well, yes.
Out. And now he doesn't have that anymore. And so he's like, okay, what am I doing? I'm bored.
Yes.
So I think I need to get another laser.
So if you get that again, or just even build him something, you can just build it out of, like, found materials, wood, carpet, whatever you can come up with. I have for my cat, and it's silly because it was on the floor, but the little tunnels, plastic tunnels little kids used to go through, and I got it at, like, Toys R Us, and it's not, I think it's plastic, and it's got hoops, sort of. It's a big, long tunnel, so it's probably 6 or 8 feet long, but the cat would run in and out, in and out, in and out, and then would sit in the middle so that you couldn't get him. He would sit in the middle so you couldn't get him out. So that's what I did with mine, too. I guess if you can do that, make very nice, that'll be good.
Just the last question I wanted to do, because I've been really dealing with a lot of emotions and a lot of just trying to figure out my life. And so they're kind of my, when I say that they are attached to me and I'm attached to them, I'm talking about wherever I go, they go. If I'm in the shower, they sit by the shower. If I'm on the toilet, they sit up by the toilet. You know, if I'm sitting on the couch, they're both next to me and stuff. So they're like my life. They're like everything to me. And so I just want to make sure that I'm not overwhelming them with my emotions.
No, they're trying to help you. When they made the pact with you to come back, they came back at this particular time, too, even if it was before things started getting worse for you, or, you know, feeling more emotional. They knew they were going to deal with you this way. That's why they follow you everywhere. That's what they kind of decided. That's how they're going to keep you grounded and more sane. My cat does the same thing to me, and they love you regardless, and if you do have to go to work, or if you go somewhere where you're not around them as much, they're going to adapt. So they're basically saying you took them, or you decided to be their mommy. They're here to help you, and don't worry. Try not to worry about that, because then that'll help take a little more stress off of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope we've answered your question.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Susan will be back on the 15th next week. We've got Laura Pierrette, she's the healer, and then Leslie and Susan will be back, should you want to call. So I hope you're okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day, and we hope that we've helped.
You too.
Susan, I'm going to say goodbye to you. I thank you very much. I love you, girlfriend, and you're back on the 15th with Leslie.
Love you too. Okay, thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Susan. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, that's so, you know, I just love her. She's just so sweet. And, you know, with the animals, Leslie, I can't rock them, but, you know, she can. I'm going to go to your next caller.
That's amazing.
Rock them either. I know, and you can't rock them either. You can't rock them either.
I can't. I cannot. I'm telling you, with those animals, I don't know, Bonnie.
Honey, I'm with you, girlfriend. We need to go for coffee and talk about it. But here, I'm going to get 814. You are on for Leslie. Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is
Hi.
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Amy.
Hi. Amy, how are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Well, Leslie, my question is, next Thursday, I have a job interview, and I wanted to see how you feel, if you think that I'll get this position.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is this something that you normally would not have went out for? Because I feel like new, they're telling me.
Yeah, it's a new, it's sort of, how can I put it? It's sort of similar to what I do, but
okay.
Completely different
okay.
In other respects.
Oh, okay. Let me do this. Okay. Thank you for that confirmation about the new. Here's the message. I think that it's very good that you went out for this job, okay? But this is a lot more than just about getting the job. Okay, I want you to keep this in mind, all right? This is about you stepping outside of your comfort level, your comfort zone, all right, and doing this because I feel like it's something that you would not have done in the past because you didn't have the confidence to go out for this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is really lining you up for something. I am not really getting 100% if you're going to get this position. But what I am getting 100% is that you doing this was right in alignment with where you need to be in the coming months. You're definitely going to be doing something different, okay, than what you're doing slightly. But a lot of what you're going to be doing has a lot to do with your confidence level, and you need to really be working on that right now, all right, because without it, it actually goes along with the job that you're going to be doing, okay? It has
okay.
Something to do with your ability to keep up, to kind of stay in the flow with where everyone else is. So there must be some type of either a quota or something that you kind of have to be up to par with to do this job. Is this correct? Because I feel like it would put you in the running with other people.
It's not a quota. You have to be, it's a regional manager for 4 facilities.
Okay, but it still puts you, and I don't mean like telemarketing, but you're still going to be on a scale with other people. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like it has a lot to do with your performance base. It could be as a facility, but I'm telling you what this job that you're going out for will make what you're doing, it will be highlighted because it will be evaluated on a performance basis. Do you understand? And this is not just about if you're a normal employee and you're just going in to get your annual review. This is on a higher scale, okay? And they're saying you did very good to put yourself up a notch to go out for this, all right? And you're
okay.
Being encouraged to keep thinking on that level. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need
yes.
to keep thinking on that level, all right? No matter
okay.
what happens, remember I told you this, all right?
Okay.
You know, it's a saying that I'm hearing, you know, if you, and I might mess up, but when you shoot for the stars, you know what I mean? I just feel like you need to keep shooting for the stars, all right?
Well, yeah, she's not to be discouraged. That's all. I mean, no, you know me and my big mouth, Leslie. I got to say it.
Well,
I rocked the same thing
well,
you did.
But,
you know.
But this is really important because you're going to be amongst those stars.
Yeah.
And but I feel like, though, that this is a huge test in that area. all right? You know how sometimes we make an attempt at something and it doesn't go through and we go, oh, well, you know, I shouldn't have attempted that. I should stay in this zone, or I should still continue to do this. I'm hearing that would be not a good thing for you to do, all right?
Okay.
All right? You need to keep shooting for the stars. You got me?
Yes.
All right.
All right, honey.
And
so
I hope that helps you, Amy. But you're gonna be doing good, sweetheart. Let me tell you, I feel like June 7th is an important day for you. Okay. June 7th.
Okay. Write it
down.
All right.
And pertaining to, for career, June 7th.
Okay.
All right. Now,
okay.
I hope that helps you, sweetheart. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
And let us know what happens.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Please do.
Bye.
We
love feedback, and I am one that loves feedback because we get great, our co-hosts rock the house. So we always love, we do this for everybody. We do it, to be able to help people and, to grow our business. And the best way to do that is when we get,
right.
When you told me this, this is what happened. We love that, and I love it. I know you love it, Leslie, too. 801 is coming up. 801, you're on with Leslie.
Hi.
Well, it is so weird because here we go. 801, you're on with Leslie.
801.
Hi. Hi. 801, you're on with Leslie. Okay. I'm going to take the next caller unless I can hear 801 because it could be me. Hello?
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
My daughter, I'm actually asking for my daughter because she's standing right here, and she's like, I can't ask. She has
okay,
a really important...
Yes,
Sarah.
Okay.
And she has a really important event tonight, and she's just wondering how you see that going.
Oh, good.
Her name
okay,
is Olivia.
She... Okay,
she ran up here and handed me the phone. So
okay. Is she in listening distance? Can she hear me?
Yes, she can hear you.
Okay, Olivia, I want you to do this, sweetheart, today. This is a wonderful opportunity for you, but you have to come out of your shell, okay? I want you to step outside of the box, and I really want to let your inner light shine out. All right, no more hiding. This is a big opportunity, and there are going to be a couple of people there that you really need to meet today. Okay, does she hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
And these two people, when you meet these two people today, and it's going to start out as a casual conversation, okay? Like I don't even think it will be related to what is going on with the event, actually.
Okay.
But you're being kind of advised to you want to work the conversation back around into to talk up what's going on with you right now and your thoughts about, because there's something going on that's going to be happening very quickly, but you need some almost like backup. You need support with this. So
yeah.
I feel like you're encouraged to talk about this thing you need support with. Do you understand what this is?
Yeah, I think so. Because lately I've been feeling like all this bad energy around me. Like I'll go to school and I have all this energy that's really overwhelming. And then when I get home, I just like, it's so much that I just like want to be by myself because it's just like so much going on at one time. And it's hard for me to like focus on one thing because I have all these emotions, and they don't feel like my emotions. I don't know. It's just...
I actually have something different for you with that. This is pertaining to something else.
Okay.
But that, this is a little bit different. The people that, I feel like there's a project that you're involved with or that you're going to actually need a little bit of help with. And the two people that you talk to at this event or that start mm-hmm. talking to you are going to be very helpful for that. You'll know what it is when you start talking because
okay.
it's a common interest between the three of you. All right? Remember, there's two.
All
I
right.
think the two of them are friends. But I want to talk about you and this energy, okay?
Okay.
And you do understand that you're an empath. And if you don't, let me explain to you what that means.
Okay.
You have the ability, and this is a gift, actually, okay? Right now it may not seem like very much of a gift.
Yeah.
It might seem like actually a curse. But, my dear.
I want it.
You
I
have
want
to,
it.
No, you don't, Bonnie. No, you
yes.
don't.
But, I want it, Leslie.
But, you know, you have the ability to pick up other people's emotions and things
yeah.
that they're okay? But it's not a good thing when this is happening and you don't have control over this because these are other people's emotions. It's one
mm-hmm.
thing to have an awareness of it, but for you to actually be wearing their emotions and processing it through your physical body, it's not a good thing. So what I want you to do, and I'm going to I'm going to do the Cliff Note version of this. If you know what Cliff Notes are, in other words,
uh-huh.
short version. All right.
Okay.
I want you to practice putting yourself in a golden bubble of light when you leave.
Okay.
Or actually, you can do this when you get up in the morning before you go to
okay.
school. Okay.
All right.
You can do the bubble of light of protection. You can make the bubble pink because you don't want to isolate yourself too much from your friends. You want to be social, but yet you want to stay
yeah.
protected from all of these outside energies. Okay, so that you're
okay.
only walking in your own energy center. And so putting this golden bubble of light around you will be very helpful for you. The other method that you can do is you can imagine yourself being surrounded in a rain shower of golden light, all right, where the drops of rain are actually just golden drops of light. And you can have that shower around you, okay, as a wall of protection when you're dealing. And that'll start offsetting some of that energy because that's not yours, sweetheart, and you don't have to wear that. You don't have to process that every day. There's a lot going
mm-hmm.
on right now with a lot of people releasing things energetically, and you just don't want to take on other people's stuff, all right?
Yeah. All right.
You'll learn how to use that gift, though, in the not-so-distant future. You'll learn how to use that gift of empath to help you, actually, all right? But right now,
okay.
let's just work on you protecting yourself. All right, so that you can kind of be very centered and stand in your own light. All right?
All right.
Well, good
all
luck.
All right, Sarah, and good luck
well,
to you,
thank
sweetheart.
You. thank
You're
you.
So welcome.
Don't you love
okay.
that? Don't you love that, Leslie, when you can see somebody, like, having gifts that they don't I kind of feel the mother
yes.
probably knows, but
yes.
it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so cool. I just want to say
it
so
is.
Cool.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know what, Bonnie, it is the coolest thing. And I, you know, I just wish I could take all those young people under my arms, you know, that are experiencing their gifts and they're opening up those gifts. And they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? They're in these situations where they're picking up other people's stuff and, you know, they don't know how to use it to their advantage. You know, and so they have to kind of be groomed into how to do that. So, you know, really would be very helpful if we could maybe get something in our, you know, in our classrooms to help teach, you know, our young people about energy. I mean, you know, we teach about chemistry and biology. Why not, you know, teach, you know, seriously.
Well, listen,
that's
what Susan and I were talking about on Tuesday, energy and how we're energy and what creates energy and how it affects us.
Right.
Absolutely. I think it even could stay in the science classes, but they have to move it a little bit out.
No, yes, but it could, but it's a good bridge because when
yes.
you talk about energy, you're not taking it too far out there and, you know, la, 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 and everyone understands energy. But then
yes.
when you break it down and you look at positive and negative, you know, and how it affects us, and then you make that bridge from science to, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
so,
girl. That's how
yeah.
we're going to switch everybody over to metaphysics. It's coming
right,
soon.
Right. It
yeah.
is coming. Absolutely.
I love it. I'm taking
yes.
the next
caller, Leslie, because they're going to just shoot me. Not shoot me, really, but, you know, I mean, they won't be happy with me. And, you know, I love everybody, and I don't want anybody to be unhappy. So I love everybody to rock with everyone here. So I'm at 727. You are on with Leslie and Bonnie. Hi.
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 Hi, I'm Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
How are you?
Hi, good. What can I do for you, Kristen?
My question is that I've been talking to someone, you know, we're just like friends and trying to find like a win-win situation between the two of us of where mm-hmm. we're, you know, going to be at in the future. And I'm just wondering if it's going to turn into like a committed relationship. Do we have the potential to for it to be like long-lasting?
What's the person's name?
Giancarlo.
Jane or
Giancarlo? It's Giancarlo.
Oh, Giancarlo. Okay.
Giancarlo. Yeah.
The first thing I'm getting is this person has something coming up in September. Okay. Do you know about this? Because I feel like it's going to take this person to a different area.
Okay.
I feel like the reason I'm telling you this is because, you know, I feel like there's a good connection here, but I feel like you guys are not at a stage where you can take this to the next level just yet. And this person, the project that I see for them in September has a lot to do with it. Now, you have free will choice, and you can definitely, you know, keep moving forward because I feel like this is a good friendship, okay? I really feel like this is a person that is someone good to have in your corner. But what I feel like is that you guys need to really pace yourselves with the next level because you're with me seeing a distance coming up in September, like this person is going to have to go to either some additional schooling. There's something that's going to take them out of the area, all right?
Okay, yeah, they're schooling, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, so you're right.
So I feel like once this person has the opportunity to get adjusted with that, really seeing how things are going to be flowing, then that'll be another there will be another opportunity to approach taking this to the next level. So I'm not saying this is a no-go. I'm just saying that the timing may not be the best right now, okay, because I do see that break in September. Now, you can just say, well, we're going to go on and we're going to continue on until September, and then we'll decide what we're going to do there. I don't see that being a bad thing, but I just feel like for you, it is going to be a lot more difficult if you take this relationship to the next level and this person leaves. Do you understand what I'm saying? Versus keeping
yeah.
it where it is, and they leave, and then you work on the next level a little later. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to put you through, and that wouldn't be me, but I just feel like you don't want to go through a grieving phase in September, and if you go to the next level with this person, it's going to make it a lot harder for them to leave, and they
okay.
do have to do this. You got what I'm saying? They do need
yeah.
to do this. Yeah. Yeah, it's important for their mission work, their life mission. So hang in there. It's not a total, you know, no-go, but survive the September, see where they are a few months, when they're adjusted, and then give it another shot. Definitely remain friends, though. This is a good person to have in your corner, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Don't you love how I take credit for your stuff? Well, I just felt like I take credit for it, and I said, you're welcome, because, you know, it's so funny, and I do love it, because I do rock that, you know, I'm sitting there, and as you're talking, I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, Leslie doesn't need me to chime in there, and it is your show, but it's just so cool, because when she confirms it, I'm like, right on, because that's what I was going to say. If you weren't going to say it, I was. But I do take credit because I'm sitting here thinking you're me anyway. So, okay, well, that's cool. I understand that.
Yeah. You're so funny, buddy. I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, Leslie, very much. And I just love how you, I mean, you're just so direct, and I love your energy, and I know everybody else does. I know they talk and say how wonderful you are, and that it is rare, honey, to give dates. I mean, everybody I've had from Facebook on when you're on, ask her about the dates. Ask her about the dates. And I'm telling you, it's something to rock, Leslie, because very few people do it. People ask me for names. I'm bad with names. I can't see names. And I'm lucky that I see numbers where I'll say I see a six. Oh, well, you know, my birthday's in a six. But, you know, you are really so accurate with dates and numbers. I love that.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Yeah, I'm not so good with the names, though. We all have our strong points. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And names is not one of mine. And I got to tell you why. And then I'll the next guest. But the whole big thing about names is people hold you to them. So I had one person. Right. I had and they read for my daughter, and they said that the name was that she was going to meet a guy, and he was very specific. The name was Corey something. And she has held, I'm telling you, if a guy would have come up and his name was Charles, she would have said, oh, no, I'm waiting for Corey. See, that's the problem with names.
That's why.
I mean, if you see a Don and it's really Dan, you know, I would go, oh, come on, girlfriend, that's close enough. But some people take you so literally that they don't see the person who they're supposed to see as that name. And so that scares me. Go ahead.
But you know what? I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bonnie, but, you know, I have something similar like that happens with dates. You know, I see dates sometimes, and people will call me and they'll go, nothing happened on that date. But what people don't understand and realize is that I am seeing things from a very high level at times.
Yes.
And there are a lot of cycles and rhythms that happen in the universe that we are unaware of until it happens in a physical form. And what I mean by that is, you know, everything's on a cycle. So sometimes I see dates, and they may be important for a cycle that you're in. And the universe is showing me that date, saying, you know, this person's cycle of, you know, this is the date that we see them coming out of this. You know what I mean? This is that date where there's that possible new start. It may be that to the physical eye, nothing happens. But believe you me, if I got that date, there's a cycle starting or ending or something is going on either behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, and you better believe it. Because people, what will usually happen is within 3 days of that, people will go, you know, maybe it didn't happen on this date, but I saw it 3 days after, but I sandwiched in that time, you know, I'm getting that date for a specific reason. So, you know, I tell people just, you know, be patient. Even if it doesn't seem as though anything is happening on that date, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that happens energetically with us, you know?
You are so right, and I also have to tell you, and Susan always reminds me of this, and I am so excited about a date you gave me. It's not till the end of the summer, but I can't wait. But anyway, and, you know, I do know energy shifts. Also, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, you can't hold somebody to a date because energy changes and other people's energy changes.
Right.
Before I get to the next caller, because I see, you know, I've got to get to the next caller because we only have 12 minutes left, but I do want to say this about it to everybody. You can change energy, and you don't understand how you do that. And that is, I like to use my co-host Susan, one of my co-hosts Susan, because all of you co-hosts, but Susan was told a long time ago that, you know, she had this family issue and that she would never get married again. Well, Susan got married. It stayed 15 years, and her husband was very in love with her. Now, it didn't last, but that's okay. 15 years, and I'm a marriage counselor and therapist. That's a good chunk of change. But she changed that energy. She said, I'm not going to rock with that. I'm going to change the energy. And so people don't realize when you give them a situation, and then they say, well, it didn't happen, it could be because change the energy that's changed the situation. So I do want everybody.
Right. Thank you for saying that, Bonnie. I have to say, because people do not understand that, and they'll go, well, this didn't happen. I tell people, you have free will choice. If ever a reader tells you you don't, run for the hills, please.
Oh,
because,
please.
You know, that's what this thing is all about, our life journey. And you don't, you know, we definitely we can get advice and we can get guidance and we can get all this stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, you have free will choice and you can do X, Y, Z even though you've been given A, B, C, and D, you know.
Absolutely.
Really.
And you know, what? Your last name is Journey, or you go with Journey, and so your journey is just beginning in this lifetime. Well, it's really a journey for you, but you're so right, because I got to tell you, and then I'll go to the next caller. And this is kind of just like I always warn people: you can walk out of your cardiologist's office, and everyone, I am a nurse, and 2 seconds later have a heart attack. Can you blame that doctor who just gave you a full checkup? No. Because that happened afterwards. The energy was not the same. When you walked out to your car, you could have been in a perfect rhythm in that doctor's office, and it has happened
more than once.
Yeah, so please, everyone, we give you what we see. We give you what we, you know, what comes to us. Spirit is the one that guides us, but that doesn't mean you don't walk outside, make a wrong turn, and that energy is gone. So just, you know, always know that you have free will. That's what I say. All right. Well, honey, you're welcome. Since I gave that lecture, I'm going to go to 832. 832, you are on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi, I'm Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. This is Leslie. Go ahead, Leslie. How to get in there.
I'm not sure what to ask, but I'm kind of concerned about, I guess I've been dealing with this issue in my love life, and so I want to know where to go.
Okay. Now, the first thing I'm seeing is I feel like you definitely have a lot of change going on in your relationship area. But first of all, I don't feel like as much of the change is with you as it is with the other person. I feel like there's a lot more fluctuation and change and uncertainty going on with them than it is with you. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. I really feel like you are at a crossroads. You know, you have a choice to make, and you actually have two choices. You do know this, right?
I guess. No.
Okay. You do. Let me clarify this a little bit. I don't feel like your choice is between two people, but I feel like it's between a life. It's like a lifestyle change, okay?
Okay.
And what I mean by that is you just for the sake of saying you're in this particular status, you don't want to sacrifice the greater good for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I'm on the air, I do things a little differently because it's not a private setting. You got me? And so sometimes I ask people to read between the lines a little bit, and it's not hard to do because I'm connected in with your energy. So I'm doing this a little bit loose, you know, a little bit tighter than I would if we were just face-to-face or just me and you on the phone. So keep up with me if you can. I feel like for status reasons, okay, you need not sacrifice something for the great. Like, don't just settle for certain things, okay, for the sake of something else. Weigh your options. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Weigh them. This is not about two people, okay? This is from going from this to this, from one thing to another. It's, you know, you're not as far down the stretch as you think. You really feel like the options are narrowing in a sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. I need to tell you this.
Okay.
There is something behind a wall, and it's not a wall that's far out either. As a matter of fact, I feel like I want to go into the beginning of July. But in order to embrace that, I feel like you're going to have to make a distinct choice of letting another thing go. Okay?
Okay.
You've been thinking about this, and you've been pondering with this, and I think you know on a deeper level what you need to do. Once you do this, it's going to be different, and it's going to look very different than before you did it. You're going to feel different. it's only because you haven't done it. But once you do it, it's going to be like, I feel like I take a deep breath. All right?
Okay.
You know, can I just say something that's not about your reading is, you know, because this is a good time to maybe say it, Leslie. Leslie has her own practice and her own business, and I did this yesterday because I didn't want to get involved with something that came up. But can you please, Leslie, because we didn't start with you doing this and it's getting late, to tell everybody how to find you, what you offer. And this is where, you know, we had a spirit medium do the same thing. He said, I cannot say this on the air. So, you know, if you do want to talk to Leslie, she is available. She does this for a living. So, Leslie, can you tell anybody who wants to do a reading with you, who wants to rock your world or their world, how to get a hold of you and where they can find you?
Absolutely. It's Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Soul Journey, S-O-U-L, Journey, and it's WordPress.com. And you can go on, hit the button to send me an email. My email address is Leslie for Self, but it's L-E-S-L-I, the number 4, S-E-L-F, at gmail.com. And that's Leslie for Self at gmail.com. And you're absolutely right, Bonnie. It's such a sometimes it's very difficult to do this over the air because you do get things that come in that are, you know, you would not want to say certain things.
Absolutely.
And so definitely, I'm going to leave that there because I do feel that, you know, we don't want to take this into, you know, we want to keep it very as private as we can. But for the most part, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to contact me, I just feel like you need to weigh your options, okay?
Okay.
Definitely,
okay.
Your choices, okay?
All right.
And one last thing. Remember what I said about July?
Uh-huh.
Okay? There's something at the beginning of July if you decide to make one of the choices, all right?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, hit me up on email. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Tammy.
Tammy, can you send me an email to that email address?
And it's leslieforself@gmail?
@gmail.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what? I've got to ask because I've got two more callers. So I've got a lot, but I will take two. We have 2 minutes left, Leslie. I do want to say that we all do this for a business. I can tell you, and Leslie can tell you through the email how to work it, but there are times, and I've been in them, that there I can allude to something, but I can't say it on the air. I think I had one the other day. And what I do, because I am a counselor and I am a therapist besides a nurse and now I'm bragging, is that I won't do it. So you either have to get a hold of me or you can read between the lines. And you know what? You are so good.
Right.
Rock, such a good thing, Leslie. I hope everybody comes and gets a reading with you. So I'm going to give you the option because we have two. I know. You're always on Thursdays. The only time Leslie isn't on Thursdays is the second Thursday, which is next week of every month. Right now we have Laura Purette. She's a healer. But other than that, Leslie rocks Thursdays. You can all call in. You can get a private reading with her. You can contact her. You can do whatever you want that she wants you to do. You can see her. You can visit her on air. We have a minute.
Yay.
And 30. Yay! We have a minute and 32 seconds. Do you want to take the next caller, or are you on?
No, let's take the next caller, Barney. Definitely.
Okay, we're going to go into overtime, but I do want to tell everybody, Monday we have a really excellent show. Tomorrow, if you look, I am going to Casadega. If I can get the live feed in, you're going to hear me from Casadega. They're having a big psychic fair, and Matthew Sakuna is at Universal Studios, and I will be there with him. So if I can't, you won't see me. We'll take the show off, and then Monday we have Susan and I, the first hour, And we have Pamela Cummins II. She is so cool. She did a reading for me, of course, you know, because, you know, it's all about me. Well, you know, kind of. And anyway, you're going to love her. And you'll find her on Facebook. And don't you laugh, Leslie, because you know it's true. Anyway, she rocks songs, guys, and she rocks anything. She's a medium, psychic, clairvoyant. She's got all that. But what's so cool is she brings it in songs. And I'm going to tell you, her songs rock. So now I'm going to take, you need to call. Remember I told you, sister? Okay, 856, you are on with Leslie. Hi,
this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. We are going to go into overtime. We have 719 next. 719 is the last caller we will take. But 856, you're on with Leslie.
Hi. Okay, so I have a question. Do you see me? I am currently on a contract. My manager has asked me to extend for another 6 months. However, I have been contacted by two other agencies on one-year contracts, one in Delaware and one in New Jersey. And I was wondering if you see me moving on to either one of those contracts, staying put where I currently am for another 6 months, or maybe moving possibly to North Carolina for a permanent job.
Okay. I do feel like the contract where you currently are should be extended out. So I do feel like you're in a good spot where you are. Let me show you a little bit, very briefly, what's the issue with you moving to these other places. I feel like it would put you too far out as far as the people that you would be networking with. They're not, I know this may seem like similar work, but the people that you're around now where you are, you guys complement each other. Do you understand this? And I feel like it would not be a good thing for you to upset the apple cart right now, okay? You need that stability because you have other things going on within your family structure. Okay, is what I'm feeling. And if it's not going on, it's definitely going to be rocking and rolling over the next couple of months, okay, within your family structure. So stability is important. You will have another opportunity, though, before the year is out if you really want to make that change. It'll come back, you know, it's going to come back around, but I feel like stability is your best key at this point. That transition would probably not, be the smoothest doing it at this point in time, all right? You got free will choice. I mean, you know, you can decide to take those other avenues, but the reason I said I'm putting that out there is because you don't want to get yourself too overwhelmed, all right, with things I feel like coming from family structure and then dealing with, you know, an adjustment. It's just, it's your season to stay in, I feel.
Okay, and then that'll be another 6 months at the contract where I'm currently at, right?
Right, yes. Just another 6 months. Like you're towards the end, but you know, I just don't feel like I want to take you totally out of that because you need to not be all over the place. You need to be very, you know, grounded where you are to really maneuver through a few of these things that are going on. Okay, and like I said, if it's not happening yet, it will. So it's just kind of a prelude to keeping you, you know, you don't want to be starting up something new in the middle of having other things going on. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm single, but are you talking about like extended family issues that are
going
to come up?
Extended family. Yes. It doesn't have to be like a child. It's your family. So let me give you an example of what that might mean because there's a lot of transition in the next couple of months with family, okay? This can definitely be where you're going to be called to be maybe more hands-on with a family member. I'm not quite sure. I just see around the structure of family, there's a lot of activity energy that's going to be used by you in your family structure, okay? And you making this move and changing at this juncture would not, I feel, be in your highest and greatest good because you need to be settled and stable while this transition is going on, all right?
Okay. Any idea what's going to happen with my family, though? You kind of got me a little worried.
Well, I didn't say anything that put any type of panic out there, but, you know, there's times when, you know, if we have a family member that's going to get married, where there's a lot of buzz, where we have to be called for, you know, rehearsals and things like that. So this is not necessarily a negative thing. I didn't say anything, and I wouldn't even, and honestly, I don't get this very often. I don't see, you know, crossovers and deaths and things like that unless there's something that I'm supposed to, you know, share with a family member. So I'm not saying it's pertaining to something on those lines, okay? You can have a family member transitioning, and they may need your help, all right? It's just any time where you have things that are going on in the family unit, and they just need your help and cooperation, okay? Sometimes that's difficult to do when you have, you know, when you're starting up a new project or you're starting up a new job. You know what I mean? Because you will need all of that focus for yourself. But I feel like if you stay where you are in this next six-month cycle, you could do this in your sleep. Where if you were to start a new project, you would need to put a lot more energy and attention into that. It would take away from what else you'll be needing to do. Okay?
Okay.
So don't
I don't want you
to take a negative I don't want you to take a negative spin with this. I just the universe, you asked the question, and so they're giving you a heads up. Because sometimes we can't see what's ahead, you know, and we don't know that we have a lot of things that's gonna require our time. So when you ask these questions and you ask a reader or someone like me to give you that, we're able to see a little bit of further up. So we can tell you, hey, caution, you know, I see this coming up, so you may want to kind of just, you know, put your seatbelt in on and stay where you are and stabilize because, you know, you got a little turbulence coming up. But, you know, I'm not getting, you know, a thing on what that is. So, but I just know it has to do with your family. Okay?
Right. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. And good luck, sweetheart. Don't worry, okay? Oh, my God. You're such a worry word. Don't worry about it.
I just muted her. But you know what? Another thing people don't realize, and then I'll go to the next I call her. I think it's Kelly. I love Kelly. What they don't realize is either somebody could have an operation. Somebody could be sick. It doesn't mean that
right.
they're going to pass away. It means that for a month they might have to bring them food. They might have to help them on their walk.
Exactly.
People have foot surgery. They can't walk, so you're kind of helping out.
Yep.
I think you go from zebras, and whether it is, it could be a zebra. I mean, it could be a, you know, a death or a transition. It could be a wedding. But people don't realize
right.
there's all kind of things in between that your family needs you for. So
right.
Right. another thing is
Absolutely.
somebody could be separating. Could be one of your friends you think is your family or your brother, your sister, whoever, your mother,
right.
your father. They're separating and they need your help. So people don't always,
yep.
it doesn't go to, oh my God, it's a death, but I do know people do it because I do it. So I do want to
yep.
tell you, if you're still listening, and I know you are, don't take it to that next level, honey. Just go with the flow and know that if you decide, because you have free will, like Leslie says, that you're going to stay
right.
here, that, you know, that you could probably help somebody in your family. And that's
right.
what I want to Okay, we're going to
yeah,
seven.
And you know what? She might want to fill her plate up with that. You know, the universe, they give us when I ask for information, I'm asking with what's in your highest and greatest good. But how
yes.
many times, including myself, do we do the opposite?
Oh,
you know? So,
listen, you know me. I mean, you know, there's times when I just say, oh, really, spirit? Well, you know what? But they're pulling on me. And they go, okay, you go ahead and do it. And then I go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And wham, I get knocked.
And
right
what
in.
Happens?
Oh, I get knocked
yeah.
in my head, girlfriend, and I say,
I do
oh,
too.
I know. And do we ever really listen? Sometimes.
No. I do the same thing, Bonnie. You know, I do the same thing. And, you know, so definitely to our caller, you know, I wish her luck because it is difficult. You know, and it's easy for me to be on this end and say, hey, you know, don't make that change because when you're in the middle of that, you know, sometimes we're like, we're grasping at straws. We're like, I really need to make a change. This woman's telling me, you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
I really want to go out for this and I really want to try this, you know, but we still, sometimes we make that attempt and hey, you know, it's all in the lesson. It's all in the lesson. So as
Absolutely.
Long as you learn something from it. Yeah.
I agree
yep.
with you, Leslie. And you know what? If you do want to make the change, and I know 856 is listening, if you do want to make the change, and you just have to think that if there's a disaster or not a disaster that happens, that you're willing to have to come and go, and it'll be a tougher life. But you know what? There's lessons
yeah.
in everything. One,
yes,
in listening to the universe. You know what my favorite line is, Leslie? And I'm going to unmute Kelly. But my favorite line, and I love it and I don't know why, is you could go, the universe tells me, you can go easy and do what we ask, or you can go hard and do what we ask anyway. So I always like that because eventually be brought back to what your soul's journey is doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got, you know what, Bonnie, and I'm going to chime in real quick with that. I've had readings for people. I've seen things. I was just thinking about this today. And I'll see things, and it'll be laid out so perfect, but it's like for a year out. And that's because people make other choices. And so it throws off what I've seen a whole nother year or maybe a couple of years. You know, I've seen things out for years, and people go, well, that didn't happen. Well, you know what? You made a different free will choice. So it changed the event. Yeah, it changed the way it unfolded.
Well,
so,
you,
just like you said, the whole energy thing.
Yeah, and do you think you could tell my daughter that just because that guy is named Corey Clark or whatever they said she's going to meet, that even if it, she didn't meet him because she didn't, that there is going to be somebody that comes along. It just isn't going to be named Corey Clark. And maybe in 10 years it might be, but don't rock a name, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Rock a feeling, and that's what I always tell
people. There you go. I love that. I love it.
Well, 719, I am hoping this is Kelly, girlfriend.
It is, it is. I've been hanging in there.
I know.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
I just got
done chatting with the Blog Talk people. Was like, you know, because I said, you know, ever since we reported the bit with chat, because we had 7 people booted out of chat today, and Chris was the only one that survived, and then it's like, she voluntarily logged out, but it's like, wow. So he did say they are working on fixing the problem, so it's awesome. It's like, yay.
Oh, yay. I know.
Get the sticking in chat.
Wow.
And you know what, Leslie? We had so many people in chat, and I love that because then they hear you. They talk about stuff, and then, you know, they tell others. So we love our chatters. You know, I love seeing. When I see a whole board full of chatters, I'm good. So. Yeah, what
yay.
Happened? Yeah, Kelly,
it
what
was
happened?
Busy today.
Yeah, but I didn't. I saw all of them. Like everybody left. It was like one. They were all full. And
no, that's what we call. That's what we've been calling the blog boot. If you read back up to there, Bonnie, it's called the blog boot out. It's like it's something with the program where as soon as they go off air, it's like it. Sometimes it depends. It doesn't always hit everybody, but sometimes it depends on if you're using Firefox or Google or Internet Explorer. It just boots random people out. It's like Chris was our only survivor today.
I'm taking Leslie's time because I would like love to like just question her up the wazoo. Do you have a question for Leslie, or did you just want to tell me that?
I shouldn't say same old, same old, but it's like, you know, I'm always interested on what the other side has to say. I'm especially interested. Today happens to be my mother-in-law's funeral in Casper, Wyoming. And, I know both my sons. Yeah, long story on that one. She was in a nursing home for a long time. She got the same thing my dad did. You know, it's like, my dad had bulimic dementia. I don't know that hers was that. It's like hers might have been a different form of Alzheimer's. But, yeah, she was in nursing care for a long time. So, anyway, I'm just kind of, I kind of did the question when I found out because I got the message on Saturday morning that she passed on Friday. And then my son, you know, said they were making, because the one son had to drive from New Mexico. He's in the military. And then the other one, he kind of drove up to Denver, Colorado, where my other one is. And then they were driving up together to Casper today. So but I'm just kind of wondering, is she oriented okay? Is she, because I know my dad went through, I'll say, kind of a period of confusion or something. It's like, and I'd heard that, and it made a lot of
sense.
Because they said sometimes, you know, when their physical body, spend so much time, you know, with the mind not quite there, you know, it takes them a little bit to orient and stuff. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, is she doing okay? Is my hubby doing okay? And is he going to be, able to come back and help us? Or is he going to be tied up, you know, with helping her? Because, I mean, it was my husband died first, and then his dad died, and then his brother died, and then finally the mother died. So there's only 2 living sisters with that family. But anyway,
Yeah.
So just wondering how everybody's doing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a short version here real quick because that's a long, that's a long read. But I can tell you that I feel like the transition went okay. One of the reasons, one of the reasons I feel like her transition went okay, someone was sending out prayers for her. You know, people say, well, they pray for us all the time. And, you know, there was someone on a very, very powerful was sending out prayers for her in her peaceful transition. Okay. Anytime I see this type of prayer
going out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it could definitely, because it's somebody powerful that put out this, because it actually helped her transition. There was a very gray, there was a span of time I see as the gray area for her before she transitioned, okay? It was a lot of things that were going on. And what really impacted that gray area was the time frame that she did this transition in. You know, we've had a lot of things going on astrologically right now, and I wondered how it affected those souls crossing over. And this, she's one of them. So it really, with the energetics, in her case, it helped, honestly.
Good.
And also that prayer to help her to cross over was also the other helpful piece of this. I do feel like your hubby is going to be okay with the grieving process of this. But, you know, he's got a lot of things that he's releasing. It's like a lot of us, and I keep saying this, I need to just, you know, put it out there on a tape, but honestly, you know, a lot of things from his childhood he's now able to release. You know, it's very interesting to me that when we still have to go through this process, whether our, you know, our loved ones, siblings are here or whether they're on the other side, we still have to go through this process. What makes it easier is when our loved ones are here and they're coherent and they can understand, and we can do that forgiveness process when we're here. But when they cross over, it makes it a little bit different. And it makes the process sometimes a little bit more challenging because we don't have that actual person in front of us, you know? So I feel like he is going through a huge release now. But the thing of it is, he wasn't able to do this healing with his mom, all right? He wasn't.
Right.
He was there, okay, but the healing is not complete. So I need to let you know that. You understand this on an energetic level, okay? Because, you know, there has to be this cleansing out process. So just, you know, just kind of giving you a heads up there. It doesn't mean it's going to take him in a tailspin and he's going to be so far off kilter that he can't function. It's not going to be that. But you are going to have those moments where, you know, you might have the unexplained, okay, where did that come from? Okay?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the target area that you're looking at. The other thing about this particular time frame of transition for his family is that it's going to create, you know, there's been a very interesting energy I see hovering over his family unit, all right? And I'm not saying that
I've wondered about that for a long time.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. and, you know, very interesting. Like I said, we're going to keep it light. We'll keep it light. So,
right.
But and I feel
like. Are you
like
sure you're not
mother?
Picking up my in-laws?
You know
or outlaws?
It might be a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to make sure it wasn't any of my ex-in-laws, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I do have to say, though, Kelly, I feel like because of this mom's crossing, she was like a big energy ring leader. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like she's a big,
okay. She was the matriarch of the family, you bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she's a big plug in with the energy. You got me? Like, I'm keeping this nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right. Yep. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this was actually the ending of something, but the beginning of something very different. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Yes. From this experience, hubby is going to come away with a very different perspective about things. Give him about 3 months. and you guys have been deadlocked on a situation, he's going to open his eyes.
Oh, I mean, he's on the other side. My husband's on the other side with her. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
my husband is.
Well,
he's. I mean, he's very
well,
real to me, but my husband is on the other side with her to greet her.
Listen,
yeah.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Listen. No, Kelly, please don't. This is good. Listen, because you are still connected, okay? With his mom being over. Yeah, listen to me. This is very important, and this makes a lot of sense as to why I'm getting this. Oh, my God, thank you. Because I'm thinking, maybe I'm flipping out. No, I'm not flipping out. This makes a lot of sense.
Not at all.
Keep up with me, Colton. I feel like, no, seriously, this situation with the mom, this was huge, her crossing over, okay? If your husband is on the other side, remember I just, oh, my God, this makes so much sense. It's harder when you're not, when the other person crosses over, so he's on the other side with her.
Right.
Huge.
Yeah.
Even though they're on the other side, now they can really heal this up. See, I was looking at, oh, my God, the flip side around. This is even better, Kelly. This is better,
oh, yeah.
better.
Very.
Changing his perspective on something. Because this has been a long time coming for this not to take place and the healing that's going to take place. Oh, my God, this is even, I know it doesn't seem better for you. Okay, I know.
I'm getting used to it. It's okay. Most of
my
loved ones are dead people. So
I
need children.
It's not any easier for me when I'm talking to them because I'm walking through two worlds here. So it's like,
right.
You know what I mean? And the bigger part of it is the lesson. That's the bigger picture. And whether we're here or on the other side, it doesn't take away from the lesson. So sometimes it's hard for the reader. You know what I mean? It really is. Because right now, and like I said, what makes a difference is astrologically what's going on. You know what I mean? So this is a huge thing. This is huge. And so for you, changing his perspective still has a lot to do with him and his mom crossing over and healing this stuff up. This has to be a very, very important thing in his family, on mom's side in particular. I'm not really focusing on dad's side right now, but this is really healing up something and starting something else on mom's side. So very, very interesting cycle. You know, let me ask you a question, Kelly, if you don't mind, about husband being over there.
Okay.
Is this how was his perspective when he was here as far as life in general? Because I feel like there's a lot of and you communicate with him?
I'll just say that, I mean, I used to hear voices, and it's like you don't want to go around admitting that. So it's like now I just hear, like, the voices in my head, okay? If that makes sense. But, yeah, his
Well, but, Kelly, this is real. This is real.
Oh, I know
this
it is. Oh, believe me, I know it is.
Yeah.
It's very real to me.
Because I feel you guys – I'm sorry, and I don't mean to interrupt, but this is a very important read. I almost wish we weren't on the air, but it's okay because it's not private.
No,
private,
I'm good with that because I want to. I'll go back and download it. I absolutely want to hear this. Yeah, You know, it's like everything is open and exposed to me anyway. So it's like I don't care. It's like, and if this can help other people with their perspective, it's like I'm all for it. So it's like, yeah, guinea pig, man. I'm good.
I don't even want to take him across the veil. I'm very, very. Surprised at how this information came across because I thought he was here, honestly. And the way that the message is, but again, that's helpful. It's helpful for me because of how I get my information. So still feel like the way that the message was delivered was important to you because if he's giving me this message in a way as though I feel like he's still here, you guys still have a communication link. And I feel I feel like there's things that, again, changing his perspective, him healing up things with his mom crossing over, it also stems back to the relationship between you and him and when he was here. So really, really being open to what you're getting and not doubting to Kelly when, like you said, it feels like voices in your head. I would really trust. It's going to make a world of difference in some things that were unfinished with you guys while he was still here, okay? Because there is some unfinished. Yeah.
I know there was. He checked out far too soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is a really, I swear, in this business, you learn something all the time. You always learn, you know. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And because it's always very interesting to me, and then even, too, in this energy, how, you know, with the veil being so thin right now, the things that we really are connected with versus, you know, it being something that we see as something far off. It's very, very interesting how we're all working together, the other side and here, with this ascension process. And it just shows that your husband is still a part of that process there as he is here. Because, and that definitely, with the way the information is coming through. And his mother, oh, my gosh, God love her, but this transition was, it's definitely a good thing.
Well, I
agree 1,000%.
But listen, when my mother-in-law or my woman-in-law goes, there will be no love loss between that and this life. But I would take care of her.
So
I am not mean. So if God forbid my husband brought her home, my husband doesn't like her either because she's a nasty.
Yeah.
She does terrible things to us. But I would not refuse to take care of her, have her live here, but she would refuse for me to even be near her. So I always believe my karma is better. So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I know Kelly's. I know what that I could feel that same energy with her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then, you know, I would say, you know what I mean, the joke is on us because, you know what, when we cross over, we still are working. We're not. You know, we're not sitting on a cloud with a heart. It's not over.
Like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like, you're still working at the car wash, just in a different way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still rock this show on the other side. It's just that I'm gonna rock it in a different way, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you're gonna reach
the other 90% of the universe.
That's
I know, right?
And you're all going to be with me, and we're going to go to Hollywood up there or whatever up there that's perfect because it's all perfect, and we're going to all know. So, hey, I'm for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, anyway, I hope – I hate keeping Leslie over time, but I hope that, you know, you answered the question, and I love you, and I would stay on, Leslie, for you forever, but I know, you know, you've got other things to do besides read me and tell
us.
Love
will cut us off.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you, love you, and nobody can hear this, but you know you rock the house. I I'm sure Kelly thinks so. She's mad when I take you. But, you know, we have to share.
I'm not. It's like I am happy to participate at any level. I'm going to have to squeeze you. I'm going to have to hug you to death for that, you know.
I know. I tell everybody that because you're so eager to take them too. And I know that when I say, hey, can you fill in for me with Leslie, you're like, yeah, yeah. I love Leslie. Yeah. I love Susan. So I know that's why I said it, but I know you love me too and you like being here. So. And I love it.
I love being here, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, Kelly. I really am, you know, seriously. But I want you to start, you really communicate with hubby, okay? This is really, I know we'll be talking about this
hey,
again.
Don't
we'll be talking about this.
I got to say, and don't leave my mother out of this. My mother in the bridge club and my sister and my, I'm serious when I say most of my family is on the other side. My dad is the one that actually they periodically for the first year he was deceased or on the other side. I check in. It's like they literally would have him in timeout. They'd have him on a chair with a piece of duct tape over his mouth. I was like, wonder how he's doing. I wonder if he got the duct tape off yet, you know. He was in school, man. It was pretty hilarious.
But you know what? I mean, honestly, I think that's why I was just getting, you know, hubby and mom because this is the most significant thing going on right now with this transition.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Totally
because
agree.
And I think, you know, with her transitioning, like I said, this clearing up and all of that is such an important piece. And I have a feeling that I'm going to be getting more family members coming through, but they needed to, because this was not only Like I said, it's always a learning experience for me, but also, too, for you, Kelly, I think it's just for a confirmation that he is very much around you. And you know what I mean?
Well, I've never been married again. I mean, seriously, it's like if I have never really gotten married again because, I mean, I've dated other guys, and only one person came really close to putting his finger on it. He's just like, this feels like you're taken. You know, I was like, one guy was like, it's like I get these, he didn't say odd vibes. What the heck did he say? But, I mean, literally it was like, people would come around. It was like my husband would like, if he didn't think they were nice, it's like he would protect them. He'd bounce them off. And it's like,
oh,
and they'd get this, and they'd go,
because
no problem. It's like we're leaving now.
No,
it's like we don't know what's around her, but oh my God,
I totally believe it because of how his energy was coming through. I'm telling you, I didn't know the man was on the other. And you go, he's on the other side. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like he's very much a part of your life.
Don't you think he's her twin flame? And I don't think he's.
Isn't that funny? Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And he's just
I will say numerologically. See what was so funny? Numerologically, my birth date added up to a 30. I'm a 33-6, and his also added up to a 33-6. And it's like a long time ago, I was told that the 33 energy was the same, as like Einstein and Edison, and all those really quote famous inventor type people.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was years ago when I got that done. I was just like, so here we were. It's like we were two 33s, and it's like in the same household. It was really hilarious. We just had the most, I'll say, unusual relationship because people around us would just, we were fanatically in love with each other. We just were. But at the same time, we could also have the worst arguments on the planet, and people would be like, oh, my God.
That's a twin flame. That's twin flame, Kelly. That's twin flame stuff. And I'm telling you, for him to come through like that, and I felt like, I'm telling you, because I'm very clairsentient, so I can feel.
Yeah.
His energy was so, girl. Oh, my gosh. That's a strong thing there for him to be on the other side and for me to feel that energy that way. I'm not kidding.
I believe you. I know.
All right. Well, guess
what?
That's only happened one other time.
I'm not kidding. That's only happened one other time in my career that's happened to me. And I cannot believe. Yeah. So it's significant. It's very significant. And I'm not I don't do just straight mediumship. I do angelics and spirit guides, all of that. But for that the way that energy came through, that's very significant. Only one other time has that happened. Very interesting.
All right. Well, how about me? How about me? You got to get off soon because I know they're going to kick us off. But how about me? What happened to me? I have people.
But I want to go have my lunch now. I want to have my salad. Come on.
No, they're going to kick us off. But I have peeps on the other side, too. And so how come it's like, she gets the ones that are so close. Well, you know what? How about my dad? He's got to be right here.
Well, you know what? Definitely, Bonnie. But you know what this is, though. Just like how you said, you feel like he's her twin flame.
I think
this is teaching us something. You know what I mean? Not to say that your loved ones are close, but if this is Kelly's twin, oh, my God. Yeah. There's no wonder. Exactly. Yeah. It felt like this is significant for more than one reason why I'm getting this.
Yeah.
And like I said, this has only happened one other time. And to get it that precise, and you know what I mean, that close, that I'm telling you, because I'm clairsentient, I wish you could feel how I get messages sometimes.
Wish I could feel in that skin. Yes, I do, too.
It goes off in a lot of different ways, but for that man to come through that way, and I thought he was still, I'm really,
it took me to realize you thought he was still alive, and I'm like going, no, he's on the other side.
But listen, this is what I was thinking. I knew you didn't, but with a twin flame, you are one person. He is the male energy of the yin or the yang or the other one. So she would feel like he is still here because you are a whole person. And that's why I was saying it is your twin flame.
Yep. You're right, Bonnie. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so where's my twin flame? And don't you tell me it's the dog. I'm going to tell you. Tell me it's this dog.
Bonnie, aren't you married to your twin flame? Oh, come on, really? I thought everybody had that.
Yes. No, I am telling you, if you say it's the dog, I am going to hang up, okay? Because I am not going to have this dog as my twin flame. at that? Okay.
Oh, no, they're so funny. Bonnie,
yeah.
I can
breathe.
Okay.
You're talking.
Okay. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy. She really puts me on the spot, doesn't she, Kelly? Okay. Can I get back to
really
you?
Yes. You
know, I just felt like the psychic that just got bullied. I don't know, you know.
you don't have to be bullied at all. I already know, but I'm going to tell you. Don't even say a word. That's why you're not bullied. This is just not bullied. It's not going to jive. That's all I'm telling you. Okay. Like Kelly is in flame, which is really interesting for you, Leslie, because then you know how to feel. And
we've all gotten our last exercise today.
I know.
Stop at me. I could feel it. But this is the thing. You know, when you feel a twin flame, because it's very unusual, yes, we're going to have more twin flames here. But you know, Leslie, to come down as yourself is a tough situation. Usually you are separated.
It is.
And the thing is, you come to learn different things of that sex. So here, you know, when you feel that so close energy, I wonder if you'll ever meet another twin flame that's on the other side that you would feel the same way with, because it would be really interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. And that's something to look out for. I think I had to have that reading because I need to be aware of what that feels like, because I've not. Yeah. And because now we have a lot of those reunions, whether, you know, you have one on the other side, because, you know, all of our twin flames are not incarnated into this lifetime. We're very much connected with them, even if, you know, we didn't incarnate with them because of what we're doing on the planet. So it is going to be very interesting, Bonnie. I'm probably going to get a lot more of those readings like that. Yeah. And they have to, because I thought, oh, my God, are you kidding me? What is this? You know, and it really is a very different energy feel. It really is.
And
being very connected with you, and I feel like, you know, you guys are kind of like picking up where you left off, and the mom coffin has a lot to do with this and changing his perspective. And then to hear he's on the other side, I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? But this is all within you because you're doing all this inner work, Kelly, too, you know. And so it's helping facilitate and bring about that, you know, that between the two of you, the twin flame thing, you know, it's all bridging all of it. So the mom coffin was very significant, even with him being on the other side, even more so. You know what I mean? So this is, it's a learning experience for me, and it's coming into this new energy. It really is. It really is. And I don't think,
You know what, Leslie, I just wanted to tell you, it got to the point before he died, and, you know, I know from Kelly that they didn't even have to talk. They were telepathic, and that's why I know that they are twin flames.
Oh,
besides that, I'm not
that
anyway.
Oh, I mean, that,
you
know, and actually, Bonnie, it's like, you know, that, and that actually happened. I mean, if I'd have known, you know, this is one of those things where it's like, if I'd have known then what I know now, he and I probably wouldn't have had to talk much at all, because by the time we were married, like 3 months, I mean, you know, we started out, you know, I mean, just like dating and stuff, and we started like finishing each other's sentences. And then we just got to the point where we could just kind of like look at each other, and he'd go, I know what you're thinking. And I'd go, I know what you're thinking.
Wow.
And it's like,
we know nothing
about any of this that I know now. I'm like going, dang, I wish I could, you know, warp some of this back, because we could have had some horrendous fun.
I know.
Isn't that amazing? But he's really going to help you still. He's really still going to be very, very much connected with you while you're doing your work still here. Yeah, very much. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And he has. I mean, and he has been through the years. I mean, I always have said that it's like it's in my really low times. I mean, it's like, yes, I know God sustains me, but I also know that my person on the other side, it's like he really, I mean, he, you know, I can't even describe. It's like, you know, it's like he cuddles me. He's just like, you know, it's like I can feel him hug me.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's just like that warm love wrap. And I'm just going, that has sustained me through so many things. It just has.
That's why I know it's not my dog. That is why I know it's not my dog. Okay. So,
oh my God!
That. And my husband isn't a hugger. So if you say he's the opposite of me, exactly. No, he doesn't hug me either. But it is not the dog. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, he just doesn't know what he's missing. It's like he needs to hug you more, Bonnie. You need to hug him more. You really do.
Oh, he'll let
That's
me hug
so
him.
Funny.
I hug him. He's just not that. He's German. I can tell you he's German. He's colder. But he loves his patients. Is why I fell in love with him. He's very, 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 very good looking. Like I always say, Bon Jovi. He looks like Bon Jovi. Okay, he still has long blonde hair, big green eyes. You know, I was pretty taken by him. But you know, then they always say you can't judge a book by its cover. But I'll tell you, open the cover, read the book. Yeah, he was the most brilliant man I have ever met, and gorgeous, and he loved me. So you know, there you go. But as far as the emotional part, that's something he'll have to learn in another lifetime. But I'll be with him always anyway for this lifetime. So
yeah. But you know what though, Bonnie, I know this twin flame, and this is on a serious note. I know it'll come up again with me and you. And I wasn't getting anything today, and I think it's just because my guides, first of all, have a sense of humor too. I think it's because. This was a definite
possible moment.
I know, yeah, they do that, but they know me and Bonnie are very connected, and we'll be talking very soon. So that they just—it's because it was a learning experience with me with you, Kelly, today, and that was that's why they brought the twin flame thing came up. I do get twin flame connections quite often, actually, with people. So I have a feeling me and Bonnie will be talking about this, but they just did this today. For you, Kelly, to let you know that you guys are so, so connected. It is a little bit scary on a psychic level because, like I said, I've never gotten that but one other time that way. And now I think I know why. Very interesting. And those are not common unions, common unions.
One thing I will say, I mean, even though, I had several months to prepare because I knew he was going to die. I did. And it's like, I spent like a 24-hour time period or two or three days there. I made this tape, this tape. It was so sad. I mean, it was like 45 minutes. It was a 90-minute tape, back in the days when I had tape. And it's like, on one side of it, I played Never Gonna Fall in Love Again for 90 minutes. I replayed that thing. I taped it. And it's like, and then on the other side, I totally did a flip. And I was like, okay, I'm out of that. And it's like, let the tide flow. It was like Maureen McGovern, something or other. But when he actually died, I felt like half my heart ripped out of my chest. That's really how bad it was.
I got goosebumps
so bad right now. Kelly.
Yeah.
Woo, I got to tell you this, girl. You got me all pickled up over here. I need to tell you, I am serious. You got me so goosebumped right now. Because when you were talking, woo, and I know this is him stepping in because he is like, okay, hold on.
Isn't he awesome? I mean, I admit it. Isn't he awesome? Isn't he wonderful? I love him so much. Really, I do.
OMG. Listen to me. Saying this. Oh, boy. Soon as you said, I had a feeling when you said this before, you were talking about you dated people, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
We're so close. There is going to come a point where he is actually, you're going to have someone on the earth plane.
Bonnie told me this. Yeah, I know.
But listen to me. This is him. And, oh, my God. He is so on this right now. He is going to handpick the person. He actually already has the person. Okay?
Oh, God, that's kind of scary. Okay.
Well, but it's not time yet. No, seriously, Kelly, it's not time yet. And he's telling me that, there are going to be some similarities, he said, but this is a different person. He said it's going to match what you need to finish out your earth chart, okay?
Yeah.
Like this person is going to match you on level where you guys match. You're always lined up, but he's saying there's some things that you're going to be doing. He's always going to be a part, but he knows that there's a certain point where you're going to need someone on the earth plane to go the rest of the stretch, he's saying. Okay? And he's saying that's because, it's because of what you're going to be doing, and they're going to be lined up perfectly. It's like I've never seen this, but now I know that this is possible. And it's very different when you're getting it in a reading versus someone telling you this. And I've heard this, but this I know it's true, okay? He is you're going to be partnered up with someone. They're going to match and line up with you like a twin flame. Like they're going to match up on your mental, emotional, spiritual, you know, down the line. And they're going to complement you with the next thing, the next project. Now, I'm seeing this a stretch out, so you don't have to worry about, but honestly, I do feel like, Kelly, though, that, you know, man, December is maybe a huge month around that, okay?
This year?
You might be to that, this December might be that month where you start really, because you're not fixed on that yet. That's not a door I feel you're ready to open. December, there's a huge, I feel like there's going to be something that shifts in you. And in December, I think you and him, the veil's very thin in December, okay, which could be why this is going to be an optimal month, yes. Okay, where you and him are making an agreement that you're going to do this, all right? It's a ways out. Like I said, I feel like it's not here yet, but when you do get to this point, you and hubby are going to be on the same accord. You understand? It's not going to be like he's saying, go do this, and you're saying, I don't want to. You guys are going to be on the same accord.
Right. I got it.
And I feel like December's a turning month for that same accord. And the veil's thin, again, it makes sense to me because that's going to be a very big communication month for you, the two of you, okay? Where you're not doubt. There's no more doubt in that month. It's head-on, full-fledged, open communication where you guys are on one accord. You understand me? Very important. His mom crossing over is a big healing point because, you know, we still have things that we have. Like I said, when you cross over, you still have that unfinished business sometimes on that other side. And him and his mom have that. Him completing that, his mom crossing over is allowing for this transition. You know what I mean? It's really allowing for this. So with him doing that and being able to process, given a few months for that, you know, there's no time on the other side like we measure it here. But the time frame I'm seeing here that matches up with that is, like I said, December with you and him having an agreement that, okay, I get it. I'm going to do it. You know, because there's certain things that are going to start. Yeah, I'm serious, Kelly. It's certain things. And you'll be okay with it. It's almost going to be like, you know, he's going to turn into like a help, like a guiding force. There will be a part of time where you're going to feel, and I'm going to tell you this now. This is why I think December is a good month for you guys to come to this agreement. He's going to be, I feel like your husband's going to go out for some type of additional training in February on the other side, which is going to take him away. Okay, it's going to have him very busy, and he's not going to be as hands-on as he is right now. It's going to take him into another training zone. Like he's going to go back into ancient, because I feel like they're going to take me back to ancient script. He's going back to something from the past to help bridge something. Very important job he's going to have. But that's going to be very important for him in February. So in December when you guys have this, you know, you have this agreement that you're going to go on, that you understand that he has to go do this in February and that he's not going to be, you know, you can call him in, he's there. But it's not going to be like it is now, all right?
Right.
Where he's going to be hands-on with your projects, because in order for him to be right there with you through this next, you know, stretch, you're going to have that open communication. Well, because of his training, he's going to have to pull back some of his energy, all right? But you are going to need that full-on energy from someone, and they're going to do it on the earthly plane. You guys will talk about it. And he's going to help over the next few months, you know, really start helping you adjust to that. Because it is, you know, you're not in the grieving stage, but you are in that stage of not ready to let go of the relationship in the way that it was. You know what I mean? Like, even though you have that physical distance, he's saying there's another piece to it, another piece.
Yeah.
And it's not letting go. It's not that. He's taking it a notch above letting go. It's different. It's different. But you guys will be in agreement. Don't worry about it. And it's not. He's not going to throw it in there, but he is part of this process, selecting.
Thank you.
I told you that.
That makes so much sense. It really does. It does. That makes a lot of sense.
He's a high level. He's very, very, you know, he's a very evolved being, and he is that job he's training for in February, our earthly time, it is equivalent to him being some type of guide, like really full of a lot of wisdom I see around him. Those ancient,
well,
he's going back to ancient, right? Very
you know what? But Kelly shouldn't have even been here. She doesn't even rock a human DNA.
I feel like that too.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know what? Let me tell you, that's so true. I'm not kidding. I really feel like, you're right, Bonnie, I really feel like, I almost want to say, Kelly, why are you here, man? Like, and I almost...
When I was 17 years old, I wanted to go to Tibet and be a hermit in a cave and meditate until there was world peace. Now, because God has a sense of humor, I have 5 children. You know, but anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Because I do, I almost, and that's why they're not going to cross you over, because I thought, well, why in the world is she not... with her twin, like it's very, you know what I mean? Because you can be now, but see, what the way they're showing that to me is you guys, it's very different. And you don't, you know, the person that I see coming in and stepping in and kind of like your divine complement is what I want to call them.
Okay.
That divine complement that will take over that next stretch. Because I do, I almost wanted to say in the back, because I'm thinking, my mental brain, and I go, oh my God, is Kelly crossing over? And then they showed me no.
I've been told, regrettably, I'm going to have a really long life on this planet. And
yes,
I went,
you are.
I really am going to be
are.
Here and meditate until there's peace. Like, it's
no,
okay.
Because I'm thinking, who in the world? Yeah, so it's very, very significant that he is going to select a divine complement for you, because you guys are both you have a major impact on the planet. But his is from one side and yours is from the other. Now, that's usually how it's done. But you had the rarity of really having a part of your lifetime with him before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of us.
I was blessed. Yeah, that was really the blessing. Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you
so
know
a lot of people in that stretch did not really. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Aren't you excited? I mean, that's why I just, you know what, Leslie, I got to tell you something. That's why I love even when people call in and they do their Akashic records, whatever, and they're all metaphysical, because it is the coolest map I've ever seen. And we have all of them. I mean, if you look at my, if you look at my thing, you would know that I have all like metaphysical people and they're just so cool. Everybody's metaphysical. It's whose gifts come out, but it is
everybody's
just too cool.
Yeah,
and the thing is, like looking at Kelly and seeing that, we learned something.
I did. I learned something today. Oh my God! And this work, it is so amazing to me. To you know, the reading
that
I learned through my reading.
Yes, I'll just tell her.
That's my mom. My mom was a school teacher. It's like learn something new every day, or it's a wasted day. So it's like my mom is very happy. The school teacher in her is quite pleased.
Yeah, and I'm glad. And it took Kelly to do it today. Thank you, Kelly. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this. So you're on the phone. Remember, next week, Kel is Laura. She just texted me and said, "Yeah, she's on." So I got to call Annabelle and put her on Tuesday. And remember, I'm gone to New York the following week, and you're going to rock with everybody. And you've got Leslie and Susan. One will have 1 hour and the other one will have the hour. But I always put Leslie at the end because I know she always gets the callers that want to wait. So.
She's like the Energizer Bunny, man. She goes and she goes. I know. That's so that's awesome, man.
Once
I get in the flow, it's just like I don't want to stop. It's like a really good, you know, once I get connected, I'm good. I'm like.
I love it, girlfriend. I love it. You know I love it. And I know. I love you, and you're so wanted, and you're so welcome, and you're just such a pleasure.
Oh.
And you know that's how I feel, and I've always felt that from day this, even before I met you on this earth plane. That's how I felt.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I know definitely, girlfriend, we've always been connected on the other side. I know this.
Yeah,
you're so funny, and you know. We just hit it off right away. So I love you. Thank you for having me on and giving me an opportunity. I love you for that. Thank you. Thank you. And Kelly, it has definitely been a pleasure.
I am an honor. It's honor is mine on all levels.
Definitely.
So I will talk to you
soon.
And I will talk
to you. We will talk.
Love you, love you. Just remember the dog is not my soulmate, okay? Or twin soulmate.
He loves you.
Okay. All right.
You know what, Bonnie? We're going to get a rain check on that. I got you on that one. I got you, okay?
Oh, you got it. All right. Love you, honey, and have a great day. And you know you can always call me. Leslie, I'm always available, open, and happy to talk to you.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
you too.
Bye,
thank
Kelly.
You. Thank you for the reading. Thanks for letting me. Thank you for letting me be last. I appreciate it. It's like this is awesome. This is
that's
really this is really helpful for me today. This is awesome.
That's why I did it, Kelly. I never want to take you first because I know that I don't like something you're reading. So yes, okay. I love you, sweetie.
Yep.
All right, bye, honey. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Okay.